At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Where, oh, where has September gone? Hard to believe. We are going to conclude National Bourbon Heritage Month with a mega tasting of 22 magnificent bourbons and American whiskeys and several bourbon-related libations. And when we talk about National Bourbon Heritage Month, the resolution was passed by the United States Senate on August 2, 2007, declaring September officially as National Bourbon Heritage Month, commemorating the history of bourbon whiskey, declaring bourbon to be a distinctive product identifiable with the United States. And therefore, we're going to be enjoying 22 identifiable products to the United States. Bourbons, American whiskeys, mega tasting maneuvers. Today on the Cigar Dave Show. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Screw the climate police. Screw the enemies of plastic. Screw the enemies of meat. Your global five-star commanding general and alpha male in chief, front and center. From Command Center Alpha, the Ford Theater of Operations has moved to the Davidoff of Geneva store and lounge. And as always, for our mega tastings of spirits and wines, we bring in two longtime important guests to the Cigar Dave Show. First up, our host, we've got Tommy Diadio. Tommy D, the Senior Executive Vice President of Spirit Procurement for the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa and the three Corona Cigar Store and Lounges in Orlando. But today, Tommy, you are known, because we're going to be sampling some Elmer T. Lee, you are known as Elmer Tommy Lee Diadio. So there you go. We've got the new nickname for you. Tommy, as always, we thank you for your hospitality, and you've selected some nice bourbons for us to sample as well. Some unique to Corona Cigar and Davidoff.
Yeah, and some small niche ones that nobody's ever heard of that they should know about.
That almost look like they're in wine bottles. Very unique. Yeah. Very different. And as always, we've got our resident expert sommelier, sommelier Dave Cavanis. Greetings, Long Ashes sommelier Dave.
General Long Ashes at you. It's thrilled to be here. I'm really excited. Just getting back from Kentucky the other day. And really excited to be here to talk about these great whiskeys.
Are you going to be singing My Old Kentucky Home for us now?
No, but I heard it plenty all last week, which is really refreshing, you know, when you're up there. Tommy, you know, because you were just up there also.
Yeah.
When you go to Bardstown or being in Louisville, they have a really unique way of living life.
Well, wait a minute. It's not Louisville. It's Louisville.
Louisville.
You've got to pronounce it correctly. That is very, very important. Well, if you guys aren't going to sing it, I've got it here. Well, Jim Nabors did the Indianapolis 500. I was going to do that.
There you go.
You got to do it in a southern genteel accent. Where the sun shines bright in the old Kentucky home, 'tis summer, the people are gay. Can you say that on the air? I guess you can. The corn tops rise and the meadows in the bloom, while the birds make music all the day. Oh, wait, I can sing it. Look at this. The sun shines bright in my old Kentucky home. 'Tis summer. The people are gay and LGBTQ as well. The cone tops rot. I'm off a little bit on the music here, but you get the gist of it. Since you guys wouldn't sing it, leave it to the five star to have the nads to do it.
No siree, Bob.
And the chorus goes, weep no more, my lady. Oh, weep no more today. We will sing one song for my old Kentucky home, for the old Kentucky home far away. You know, I remember way back I used to sing that song because I had a horse. People don't know this. I had a horse that actually ran in the Kentucky Derby. Secretary, you may have heard of it. I'll tell you what. I always get a kick out of the Kentucky Derby when you see all these women in their hats that attend. They want to be seen. The big social event with all the pictures. And I say, women don't know the difference between a horse's nose and a horse's ass. Yes. They have no clue, but they all look the part. All right. So, Sommelier Dave, as we talk about American whiskey, and bourbon whiskey, even though it is National Bourbon Heritage Month, on the show the entire month, we also celebrate American whiskeys.
Right.
Well, what is very interesting is we look at, first of all, bourbon whiskey, a type of American whiskey. So, for example, an American whiskey can be a whiskey, but not a bourbon whiskey, but all bourbon whiskeys are American whiskeys. It is a barrel-aged distilled spirit made primarily from corn. And in fact, in my old Kentucky home, you hear the corn tops right and the meadows in the bloom. It's because there's much corn in Kentucky. So it must be primarily made from corn, at least 51%. Now, there's some controversy. The name ultimately derives from the French Bourbon dynasty, although the inspiration for whiskey's name is uncertain. Some people say it's Bourbon County in Kentucky, other Bourbon Street in New Orleans, both named after the French Bourbon or Bourbon dynasty. Been distilled since the 18th century. The use of the term bourbon for whiskey has been traced to the 1820s, with consistent use being in Kentucky in the 1870s. And in 1964, the United States Congress recognized bourbon to be a distinctive product of the United States. And there are specific legal requirements order for a whiskey to be termed bourbon. They are: it must be produced in the United States, made from a grain mixture that is at least 51% corn. Bourbon must be aged in new charred oak barrels, distilled to no more than 160 proof or 80% alcohol by volume, entered into the container, the barrel for aging, at no more than 125 proof, or 62.5% alcohol by volume, and bottled at 80 proof or more. So every time, once it's distilled, it has a higher proof, then it's cut down with a little branch or water before it goes into the barrel, and then once it comes out of the barrel, then it is mixed with branch or water to further dilute it. What's that?
Not just any water. It's limestone.
The water from Kentucky or Tennessee or anywhere. Yeah. But remember, bourbon can now be made anywhere in the country. Not necessarily, but it is known in Tennessee and in Kentucky for their limestone.
That's what I wanted to say, because that's one of the things that I was really impressed doing some of the distillery tours. When it rains, it takes 6 days for the water to seep all the way down into the aquifer where they get it. It goes to that limestone like you had talked about, Tommy.
Yeah.
The water is so pure. And if you look at some of the best beverages that we consume on the face of the earth, whether it's a champagne, whether it's a whiskey, tequila, beer, even soda, it's the water, the purity of the water that really gives you that flavor.
Well, when I was at the Jack Daniel's Distillery in Lynchburg, Tennessee, we went to where the creek runs, where the water comes, and there's a very big placard there talking about the importance of the water. Now, I grew up in Buffalo, and I will tell you that Central and Western New York State has, I think, amongst the best water in the country. Right out of the tap, it tastes great. Florida, the absolute worst. But Kentucky, same thing. It's got a unique taste to it.
And that's that limestone, like Tommy had said, for it to go all the way through to the limestone and then source it out. That's the largest area in the United States for that purity of water to come through.
Now, bourbon that is labeled as straight bourbon whiskey has been aged under 4 years, must be labeled with the duration of its aging. Bourbon that has an age statement on the label must be labeled with the age of the youngest whiskey in the bottle, not counting the age of any added neutral grain spirits in the bourbon that is labeled as blended. So, for example, if a bourbon whiskey says has an age statement, 4 years old, the youngest bourbon used in that particular whiskey is at least 4 years old. Right. Everything else has to be 4 years or older than that. Bourbon that is bottled in bond is a subcategory of straight bourbon, must be aged for 4 years. Now, what we have seen the last number of years with the explosion of the popularity of bourbon is that age statements are being taken off bottles. For example, Jim Beam Double Aged Black. Mm-hmm. That always had an 8-year age statement. Now they just call it Jim Beam Black. The age statement is off. Mm-hmm. So it could be 4 years, could be 6 years, could be 5 years, but they've taken that off. Sommelier Dave, you've seen that because you're familiar with many of the bourbons, the bigger names. There was a big controversy a number of years ago. Maker's Mark wanted to dilute the proof, and people said, wait a minute, you can't do that. And after a lot of backlash, they backed off that particular proposal.
They actually made it.
I don't think they did.
Yeah, they did. Some got out.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize that.
I think they did that, though.
For marketing.
For taxes. Mm-hmm. Because when you look at wine, the percentage of alcohol is where you pay your taxes, and it would be the same with spirits. Yeah. So the higher the proof, the more tax you're going to pay on it.
Another.
So those big producers, whether it's Beam or through Brown-Forman and whatever, they want to bring the proof down so they pay less tax.
Well, not only that, but they were running out of the aged bourbon. Now, here's another interesting thing. As of 2018, approximately 95% of all bourbon is produced in Kentucky. Last year, Kentucky's population, 4.3 million people.
Yeah, I remember this.
8.1 million bourbon barrels being aged in Kentucky, almost double the population of Kentucky.
I'm proud of that. They tell you that all over the place.
Absolutely, which is very, very interesting. Now, even though Kentucky is certainly known as the home of bourbon, much bourbon production, Tennessee, they don't call it bourbon, it's Tennessee whiskey. And the reason is there is a different process they use to kind of distill or filter any of the impurities. It's called the Lincoln County process, where there's a state-mandated pre-aging filtration. They use chunks of maple charcoal, and what happens is they slowly pour the whiskey, like Jack Daniels. It filters through that charcol, and it removes
drips.
It drips down slowly. Big vats, I mean, probably 4 or 5 foot vats. And what happens is a lot of the oil residues and impurities get filtered away. So it's a very clean, very smooth type of taste. And they do a secondary charcoal filtration on the Gentleman Jack, which makes it even smoother. So very, very nice. So that's really it, the differences between Tennessee whiskey and whiskey made in Kentucky. But now, with the craft distilling, we're seeing bourbon made in, we've got St. Augustine, Florida, St. Augustine Distillery. We're seeing it in Colorado. We're seeing it in Alabama.
Every state, Alaska,
Wyoming, Utah, exactly. And in fact,
Texas is big now.
Texas, we've got Garrison Brothers bourbon that we're going to be enjoying. In fact, in Utah, if you buy a bottle, I don't realize this, but if you buy a bottle of any of their craft bourbon that is actually distilled in Utah, you get four wives thrown in free to enjoy for a month.
So, nice.
Exactly. And for those of you in Utah, just kidding. Actually, I think it's more like six wives.
Yeah.
But listen, I'm all about it. The only thing is just make sure you have 4 or 6 good prenuptial agreements and you are good to go. All right. So, Sommelier Dave, anything you want to add or Tommy about bourbon whiskey,
actually,
American whiskey?
When you were talking about the age statements, Knob Creek took the number 9 off it. They're putting it back on. So the they're putting numbers back on the bourbon now.
We don't have a Knob Creek in here,
do we? No, but the Knob Creek 9's going back on the bottle.
Well, I'm going back to get some non-creep. I was just thinking about that. We've got 22. We can probably fit in a 23rd.
Sure.
All right. So anything else, Samani, Dave, you'd like
to
add?
Yeah, I was going to say, doing some reading up on this on the plane and everything, whiskey through the 70s and 80s had crashed where very little of it was really being sold. It was your vodka, your flavor vodkas, which were commanding the spirit world. So come around the 2000s, well, you had all these mixologists in New York, Chicago, Houston, Dallas, Los Angeles. They were creating the old drinks of the 20s before Prohibition or during Prohibition and the Manhattan. The old-fashioned actually was the drink that these mixologists reinvented again, and that created a demand for whiskey, bourbon whiskey in this country, because other than bourbon, what did you have? Like Jack Daniels, Tennessee whiskey? You didn't have this plethora of distilleries throughout the country. So it was only then with this drink that it started to take off. And you're right, Dave. There's more barrels laid down in Kentucky than there are people actually reside there.
Interesting. I noticed we didn't put a Jack in here. We should do a little Gentleman Jack, because let's face it, when we talk about Gentleman Jack, we talk about the great Frank Sinatra, the chairman of the board. And there's an interesting story that we'll get to when we taste the Gentleman Jack about Jack Daniels was a boutique whiskey at the time.
Sure.
Not very famous.
No.
Really, Sinatra really put Jack Daniels on the map. So we will get to that. All right. So, Samani, Dave, please give us a rundown. I've just added the Gentleman Jack, and if we have time, we'll do the, what was the other one, Tommy? Knob Creek 9, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll add those. So that gives us, I think, about 23 different spirits. So go ahead, Samani, Dave, if you want to run down the spirits as well as the two cocktail that we will enjoy for National Bourbon Heritage Month, our mega tasting.
So for today, we're going to do the Buffalo Trace White Dog, followed up by the Hudson Whiskey New York Corn, Cooper's Craft, Washington Wheat Whiskey, Michter's Toasted Barrel, Blanton's Single Barrel, Eagle Rare Single Barrel, Elmer T. Lee Whiskey, Woodford Reserve Bourbon, Woodford Double Barrel Bourbon, Pinhook Straight Bourbon, Few Bourbon, Old Forester, the 1910 and the Old Forester 1920, Shanks Bourbon, Bromberger's Bourbon, Kentucky Owl Bourbon, Peerless Bourbon, Weller Whiskey, Basil Hayden, Garrison's, Angel's Envy, the Gentleman Jack with the
Knob Creek,
and then we're going to do two drinks. Tommy's come up with the 2x2, and then we're also going to do that old-fashioned that helped revitalize the whiskey industry in the United States.
A 2x2?
No, it's the Black Manhattan.
Black Manhattan. Okay. We're going to do Black Manhattan. The 2x2 is the rye that we're going to be.
Basil Hayden.
The Basil Hayden, right. So we'll do a Black Manhattan and an old-fashioned. All right, let's start things off without any further delay with the Buffalo Trace White Dog. Now, there's a reason we're going to be starting with two what we call White Dog whiskeys. Before a bourbon goes into the barrel, there is no color to it. Basically, when you're talking about at least 51% corn, and most bourbons are, say, 60, 70% corn, they may have some rye, they may have some barley in there or some wheat.
There's always barley.
There's always barley. Mm-hmm. And there could be some wheat as well. Mm-hmm. What happens is you taste, before it goes into to the barrel to age, where it gets its color, where it gets some of the woody notes and the spiciness and the warmth, it comes out as a crystal clear spirit. And when you smell it, you can taste the sweetness of corn right on the nose. So the White Dog from Buffalo Trace, and now, Tommy, you're a big Buffalo Trace. You bought a lot of single barrels from Buffalo Trace. This is their White Dog Mash number one, corn, rye, and malted barley. So this essentially is one of the spirits. In fact, this is probably the Buffalo Trace. This is the spirit before it goes into the barrel.
So the history on this one is most people, when they were buying in a store, it was an expensive little bottle. They're like, I would never pay that much for that. But what you were supposed to do with this was take the case, get a small barrel, and put the whole case in the barrel and age it and make it a bourbon. Most bourbon people don't realize that's what you really are supposed to do with this.
Well, let me say cheers. Take a taste, and you can just on the nose the sweetness of the
you
corn.
Get it, the corn.
Yeah.
Interesting. You definitely get notes of the alcohol, but you get that sweetness of the corn, a lot of warmth, and this is what the raw distillate, which is clear, unaged, the sweetness of the corn. This is what you taste before it goes into the barrel. And now you get a good idea from tasting this White Dog Mash Number 1 from Buffalo Trace what the aging process, the effect on the distillate is. Because, again, what's going to affect every barrel of bourbon or American whiskey? It's going to be the char oaking, how much charred was done, where was the barrel being aged, the heat, the temperature, the cold. It all has its effect. How much sloshing around when they roll the barrels, how much is exposed to the wood. Those are all the different factors that you get during a two-year, four-year, eight-year, ten-year aging process. And it's incredible the effect of the wood. And no two are exactly alike. Yeah. And that's why when they do have a blended bourbon, Jack Daniels, for example, or Buffalo Trace, they're always trying to maintain the consistency with barrels from different portions of the rickhouse.
That would probably take, in a little 5-gallon barrel, probably 2 years.
Yeah.
Because the aging process is faster in a small barrel.
Sure it is. It's closer to the wood and everything.
Mm-hmm, yep.
But to Dave's point, just coming back from Michter's, they really accentuate the thought process.
Oh, yeah.
Usually you get four seasons to where the whiskey's going into the barrel, out of the barrel. They try to do it to make it about 6 to 8 seasons going into the barrel, out of the barrel. To Dave's point, you get a lot of flavor from those barrels.
Now, next up, Sommelier Dave, this is a brand that you are very familiar with. This is Hudson's New
baby,
York Corn
yep.
Whiskey. Now, we primarily enjoy the baby bourbon
right.
or their 4-grain whiskey. But this is Hudson New York Corn Whiskey, pot distilled from 100% New York corn. Now, this is 100%. So what does it say about bourbon? You have to be at least 51% corn. You
right.
can have a 100% mm-hmm. corn, but the reason that distillers like to put some rye and some wheat or some barley in there is to smooth it, soften it, refine it, change the taste just a little bit. So this is 100%. So let's say cheers on this. And this comes from a 375-milliliter bottle. And I should say that on the first one that we tried, the Buffalo Trace White Dog Mash Number 1, my tasting notes, sweetness,
yes.
an aroma of corn, some nice warmth on the way down. I think $25 for a 350.
No. That's like $60.
No.
Now it's $25. People discounted it to get rid of it because nobody would buy it for $60. It used to be $60.
I've never seen it for $60.
I have.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I paid $25. All right, so let me take a taste of the Hudson New York Corn Whiskey. Wow. That's some white lightning.
Yeah,
right there.
I was just going to say, there's some difference
sizzle,
in the flavors.
Some heat, not as much sweetness, which is interesting.
No, at all.
The Buffalo Trace. What happens with the rye and the malted barley? Tames it down a little bit.
Yeah.
And this is what they used to call white lightning.
Yeah.
In Prohibition. 100% corn whiskey. This is right out of the distillery. This has got some serious strength to it. All right. So now you know exactly what the raw distillate of bourbon tastes like before it goes into the barrel. We've got two down, about 21 more to go. It is National Bourbon Heritage Month Bourbon Mega Tasting Maneuvers on the Cigar Dave Show.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection for September is the Plasencia All Model Combo. This complex smoke is creamy with a touch of spice. The Plasencia All Model Combo has notes of coffee and nuts while leaving a lasting impression on your palate. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
We are conducting our National Bourbon Heritage Month Mega Bourbon Tasting Maneuver edition of the Cigar Dave Show today. From the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City, we've got Elmer Tommy Lee Diadio. Tommy D., the Senior Executive VP of Spirits Procurement for the Davidoff Store and Lounge and Corona Cigars in Orlando, Sommelier Dave. Now, for our cigar today, we need something that is going to hold up to all these bourbons and American whiskey. So it can't be too light, can't be too full. It's got to be the sweet spot. The cigar that is a perfect sweet spot, which ironically happens to be the September 2019 Officer's Club selection, La Plasencia Alma del Campo. From Spanish to English, soul of the country. And the Plasencias royalty in the cigar industry. Five generations of Plasencias have grown cigar tobaccos. They've manufactured cigars. And the Alma del Campo really is the soul of Nicaragua. It is a Nicaraguan puro, meaning Nicaraguan wrapper, filler, and binder. It is a luscious cigar, medium full-bodied, but very smooth, a luscious Colorado medium brown wrapper. Prize fillers, a multi-dimensional taste experience, notes of cocoa, spice, sweetness, cedar, and coffee. A fantastic, perfect selection to go with all the bourbons and American whiskeys. Again, the Plasencia Alma del Campo, the September 2019 Officers Club selection.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
I've got a massive, giant, double-edged stainless steel guillotine, and with the increase in the ring gauges of the cigars, you need it. I've got the Toro, which looks to me to be about a 6 1/4 inch length cigar, probably a 54 ring gauge, maybe 56 on this, but a beautiful looking cigar, nice cutter, ready to go.
Maximum BTU flame throwing and heat producing apparatus.
Well, I've got what we call from the Cigar Dave R&D Laboratories the welder's torch, because this looks, look at that, Tommy D, look at the flame coming out of this thing, magnificent. I mean, that thing is, I'm telling you, you could build a skyscraper and weld the steel beams with this. That is what I would use today. Got to be careful. There's so much BTUs, or Vic the Brit would say, British Thermal Units, General Sterling.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut, as always. Let me use the Cigar Dave welder's torch. Again, I'm probably about 6 inches, 7 inches away because the flame is so strong. And I'm just toasting the foot of the cigar. Somadi, Dave, you have lit up a Plasencia Alma del Campo. Your impressions?
I love it.
No, you don't have it. You've got a different one. Tommy D,
yeah,
what did you give him?
He's got the Plasencia just for the Davidoff lounges. They made an exclusive, so Davidoff helped pick the blend.
Well, we're staying in the Plasencia family,
yes.
And they're great folks. Nestor Plasencia Jr. and Sr., I've known them a long time. Super, super people, and they decided about three years ago, they were going to make cigars under their own name instead of just for others. And Tommy, they have come out with some big hits.
Amazing.
They're phenomenal.
They're flying off the shelf. They're in the price points from $8 up to $23. So
they're premium,
well.
Super premium, and super premium. Yeah. And I'll tell you what. Their Cosecha 146 I like.
Yes.
Their Alma Fuerte is beautiful. Their packaging is great. They really have done a magnificent job doing it the right way.
The ashtray box.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cigar is delicious, unlike the ones I got in Louisville.
Don't mention the name. It's rude. I know which one it is.
I know the name, too. And what did I send you? When you sent me the
classic
text, what did I say? Weak.
Very.
Weak selection.
Oh, my
weak
goodness.
Weak selection. I'll tell
that
you
was
what.
Embarrassing
in
for
the
them.
Past, they've had Camacho cigars they featured.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the name, it's a very small cigar. They're just weak is what I'll keep it at. In any event, my Plasencia Alma del Campo is lit. Take a few more puffs. Great draw.
Yes, easy.
Fabulous. First cigar I've had since last week's show, so I'm thoroughly enjoying every puff. All right, let's go on to the next bourbon. Now, this is a very unique bourbon. It is Cooper's Craft. Now, very interestingly, when Cooper's Craft was launched about 2-3 years ago, we had Greg Ruschkowski, the Vice President Director of Wood Planning, Procurement, and Processing, and cooperage operations for Brown-Forman Spirits. And when Brown-Forman wanted to create a new bourbon, they said, we want to pay tribute to all the men and women that are in the cooperage operation, that make the barrels, that cut the wood, that char the oak. And so Greg was really the ambassador, the face, because it really launched under his guidance. And we had him on, incredibly smooth. It's a tame bourbon. If you're not a big bourbon drinker, you want something mild, to go with a mild cigar, the Cooper's Craft is the way to go. And Greg was a great guest. We really learned a lot about, and they do all their own cooperage, the barrels that they make, the wood. It's a big operation.
Sure it is, and they're the only ones that actually have their own cooperage Ron Foreman. Everybody else sources from one of the local houses around there.
Which is pretty cool, that local house.
Oh, you know it.
It's so dangerous.
This was established in 1945, this cooperage, and it's remained as the only one. So this Cooper's Craft is 75% corn, 15% rye, 10% barley malted barley. So you're going to get some of the sweetness off the corn, some spice off the rye, and some softness and creaminess from the malted barley. I really like this. This is, I don't want to say a novice drinker, but if you've really never drank bourbon before, this would be perfect to get involved.
Well, not everybody wants a very rich, warm, sizzling, spicy bourbon. Sometimes people want to just sip it in a snifter neat. Mm-hmm. This is a perfect snifter type of bourbon. Let me see the bottle, somebody, Dave. And as Rocky Patel would say, it's creamy, it's smooth, it's got nice notes of spice, very delicious, you're going to love it. Nobody works harder to make a better bourbon than Cooper's Craft. I say cheers. Pretty good impression, huh?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Getting better.
So it's 82.2 proof.
By the way, and I do that impression in front of Rocky and two others as well. So Rocky's a good sport, and we're like brothers, so not a problem. So 82 proof.
Yeah.
Definitely some sweetness.
Nice
I'm getting some nice vanilla, some nice clove.
One of the attractive things about it is it's very affordable. So you don't have to spend too much. It's around $23 a bottle. Wherever you're living in the United States, it'll be there.
As they say in Kentucky, I do declare it is delicious. Just makes me want to break out in my old Kentucky home one more time.
You would laugh if you went to Brown Foreman's Cooper's. OSHA comes in there. That's definitely not a dangerous place. You go to the local guy, you walk in there. I was like, how does OSHA walk in this place get fined? It's so like night and day.
Oh, I'm sure. There's no doubt
about
it.
People are having barrels with their hands are on fire.
Got to be careful. And that's one thing that Greg talked about was the safety. They take pride in their safety. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you have to.
You got fire. You got saws. You know, I stay away from
those. You go to both of them, you'd be like, wow.
I stay away. Not out of my pay grade. All right, so the Cooper's Craft, I would tell, for people that want something that's pleasant, that's mild, very nice way to go. $25 a bottle, you can't go wrong. Now, this next spirit that we're going to enjoy, interesting story. I was up in Atlanta. I'm at a bar that has all these different bourbons, and I'm talking to the bartender, and I said, you know, I want something different. You know, I'm used to many of the bourbons that you already have. Some that I had sampled previously, but I said, I want something that's unique. He said, General, I've got the perfect whiskey, a perfect bourbon whiskey. It is from Dry Fly. They are out in Spokane, Washington. And we've got the Dry Fly Washington Wheat Whiskey, 100% handcrafted in the Pacific hands, and I like it says with real hands. And what is unique about this is that there is a tremendous amount of wheat. So it is not technically a bourbon. They do make a bourbon, what they call their Bourbon 101. This is straight Washington wheat whiskey. And just the, as I open the bottle here, unique bottle, very soft, almost a, just a very pleasant, somewhat sweet aroma to it. Not a citrus, but almost like you're smelling wheat, like if you were out in the field. Now, what's interesting, 100% locally sourced from Washington State soft white wheat, distilled twice in a traditional American whiskey style, aged a minimum of 3 years in new 53-gallon American oak barrels with a number 3 char. And when you look at this, it's light. It's almost a light caramel color. I'm going to pour. Oh, Somalia Dave, you already poured that for me. Fantastic. So let's do this. And a very unique kind of story behind Dry Fly Whiskey. And I should say, if you look at all of their products, as I get ready to take a taste of this, we'll say cheers.
Very sweet.
Sweet and smooth.
Yeah, it was smooth.
I mean, no bite whatsoever.
At all.
This is fabulous. I would give this a 5-star selection for somebody that wants a nice sipping whiskey.
No spice.
No spice. Pleasant, nice taste. Somewhat complex. Nice notes of light sweetness, can't go wrong, no burn, no sizzle, no you know, major peppery notes.
It's all front of the mouth.
Front of the mouth, exactly. Very nice. And I cannot remember the price on this. But I will find out. Sergeant Steve, if you could look up the price for us. This is available. I got this here in Florida. So it is available nationally now. You just have to hunt for it.
He cashed in his 401k and started this.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Very, very nice. So 40?
Yeah, not bad.
$40.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong. Very reasonable. And, again, this is a beautiful – this is the kind of whiskey that even if you're not a big drinker, buy a bottle for $40. Keep it because you will find use for it somewhere down the road. All right, next up. Well, tell you what, let's do the Michters, then we'll take a short time out. So, Sommelier Dave, you're very familiar with Michters.
Yes, Michters. It's been around. It's morphed from Shanks, Bromberger, into Michters. It was the name of Peter, or Michael and Peter, put together. Joe Magliocco of Chatham brought it down from Pennsylvania to Louisville and has the distillery in Shively, and they also have the Old Fort Brook facility in downtown Louisville. They are just well known for their whiskeys. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to get a really nice 43% alcohol by volume whiskey here, a lot of flavor on it, vanilla, burnt sugar notes, and unbelievable. This is one of my favorite distilleries.
Yeah. We'll say cheers. Very nice forward notes of fruit on the nose.
They started with a toasted bourbon, then they did a toasted rye, and then they went back, and now they did a toasted sour mash.
Smooth but you definitely get the notes of that toastiness.
Yeah.
Very pleasant. Yeah. Not a lot of warmth.
A little bit of honey vanilla.
A little honey
on
vanilla
it.
On there, for sure.
Yeah.
That's
very
coming
nice.
From the barrel.
They started with rye back in Pennsylvania. Back
wow,
in the
very
day.
Nice.
Yes.
Back in 1753.
Yeah. All the rye was made out of Pennsylvania and washed in up there.
Thomas Schenck, the Swiss Mennonite.
Yep.
George Washington went there to buy whiskey or get whiskey.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Big Bike Weekend gores, rumbles, and rides into Reading October 11th, 12th, and 13th. Experience the Remembrance Joyride and the Think Pink Poker Run. Friday starts with a special concert at the Cascade Theater with ZZ Tush. Vendor booths at Big League Dreams Saturday and Sunday, plus great food and drinks and live music from the Fry Brothers. Brought to you in part by Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys, Sierra Steel Harley-Davidson, Camping World, KHSL TV 12, and KNVN TV 24. For event details and to register, go to BigBikeWeekend.com or register at Sierra Steel Harley-Davidson in Chico. Big Bike Weekend, October 11th, 12th, and 13th.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Search Cigar Dave.
The selections in the Cigar Dave Officers Club receive rave reviews from our members, and for good reason. We send out fantastic cigars, the latest and greatest to our members, new cigars, unique cigars, incredible vertical samplers of cigars, and we have a great selection for September 2019. We are featuring the Plasencia Alma del Campo. It is a beautiful Nicaraguan puro, Nicaraguan wrapper, filler, and binder. The wrapper is a beautiful milk chocolatey brown wrapper with some nice notes of cocoa, cedar, some beautiful notes of coffee. Your taste buds will absolutely love the Plasencia Alma del Campo. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club and get great cigars every month. Three great cigars like the Plasencia Alma de Campo sent directly to you. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and join my Officers Club and enjoy great cigars.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Willie Nelson, little whiskey, little Mary J. Wanna, and he is good to go. We celebrate National Bourbon Heritage Month with our Cigar Dave Mega Bourbon Tasting Maneuvers from the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge. Tommy D'Addio, Tommy D. of Davidoff and Corona Cigars in Orlando, as well as Sommelier Dave, our special guests as we conduct our Mega Tasting. We also have two libations, a Black Manhattan and an Old Fashioned that we'll be enjoying. Next up, we're going to enjoy some Blanton's Single Barrel. Now, Tommy, you are a big Buffalo Trace distillery fan. I like Buffalo Trace. People don't realize the number of brands that come out of the Buffalo Trace distillery. One of them is Blanton's Single Barrel, a very looks like a barrel with a racehorse right on the top. Very
This actually changed the history of bourbon. So Elmer T. Lee did. He was hired by Albert B. Blanton back in the day. He passed away, I think, 5 years ago. He came out with the first single barrel to honor Albert B. Blanton, which gave you changed the market, and everybody does single barrels now. The horse, if you take the spells Blanton's, and there are two ends, and you put them on the racetrack, it is a horse race. Most people don't realize.
Oh, say that again.
You take the horses and you put it in pegs, B-L-A-N-T-O-N-S, and it's from start to finish.
Oh, I see.
Of a horse.
You mean there's like a board
yep.
that you can
yep. use. Yep, and the S is the jockey with his hands up.
Ah, interesting.
And there is two ends. Most people don't realize there's two different ends.
Very unique. Now, Corona Cigar and Davidoff, you have been a very, with Jeff Borshowitz, very, very big on buying single barrels and making them available for consumers that want a spirit in the stores, the three stores in Orlando and the one, the Davidoff here in Tampa. And I remember Jeff a number of years ago, I'm visiting him at his office, and in front of him he's got four roses. He's got about eight different spirits to taste. And he said, here, sit down. And the good thing I wasn't driving back to Tampa. I was staying overnight very close by. And it was early in the afternoon, so I was there for a while. And he said, just take some sips. I'm trying to narrow it down. And I said, all right, out of the eight, I like these three. And I narrowed it down to two. And then I said, Jeff, I keep coming back to this one. He goes, that's the exact same one that I come back with. And, of course, once they got the barrel, he sent me a bottle. But you are very active. I mean, how many barrels do you purchase a year for the three Corona stores and the Davidoff store and lounge here in Tampa?
Well, with Brown-Forman alone, last year we did 13. That's just one portfolio. Buffalo Trace is 10. So I think we buy 50 to 60 barrels of bourbon a year. We can't even go up there. We have the samples mailed to us.
But you were just up there at Four Roses.
I went to Willett, Peerless, and Woodford, and then we went to Wild Turkey with Jeff and everybody.
So, Mighty Eight, Dave, you are familiar with the single barrel. I've done in association with Breakthrough Beverage and
Brown-Forman
and ABC Wine. Right, we did a Jack Daniel's special Cigar Dave Alpha Selection that sold out. They were going to put it in, I think, about 15 stores. I don't think it made it past the second store.
No,
two stores,
did.
And we sold them out.
Yeah.
And we're going to we're talking about doing that again. And I really wanted something that would go nicely with a nice medium flavored cigar, not too much sizzle, just perfect. I think it's what, $12,000 for a barrel?
Depends
on the yield.
Right. Okay. And there's what, like 280 bombs?
Some of them are 5,500. Some usually of them are 15,000, but usually 5,000 to 9,000.
I think the one we picked was about 10,000, 11,000.
It was about 40 cases, 6 packs.
Jack yield's pretty high.
Right, and I still have a couple of bottles left over on
the bar. Yeah, even though this is a single barrel, it's our single barrel. We picked this barrel, this unique flavor.
I'm definitely getting the aroma, just some nice notes of vanilla.
Caramel.
And caramel, I was going to say that also.
A little bit of the wood on the end.
Now it says, this bourbon whiskey dumped on 4919 from barrel number 22, stored in warehouse H on rick number 42, individually selected, filtered, bottled by hand, 93 proof.
All Blanton's is warehouse H. And the problem with Blanton's is why you don't see much of it in the U.S. is when bourbon wasn't hot, before the people that bought Sazerac right now, they borrowed money from a Japanese company, and they didn't want repayment. They own the majority of Blanton's. So that's why you find the blacks, the greens, the burgundies outside, the straight from the barrel, all outside the U.S.
Very nice. And I can tell you, this is smooth.
Oh, yeah.
Nice sipping whiskey.
It's probably the number one sought-after bourbon. Regular.
Not a lot of heat.
Yeah.
Not a lot. Just a tad bit of spice on the back. Definite vanilla. A little caramel. And I'm getting a little bit of just a touch of maple. But very nice.
Besides Pappy Van Winkle, Blanton's is what people look for.
Yeah, very, very pleasant. This is very nice. So how much would a bottle like this go for?
It's supposed to go for like 52, but most people are marking it up from $69.95 to $99.95 because they don't get enough of it, and they might as well make money off of it instead of secondary market selling it.
Yep. Fabulous. Very, very nice. Next, we've got the Blanton's. Oh, correction, we did the Blanton's. I'm still stuck on Blanton's because it was so good.
Yep.
Next, we've got Eagle Rare Single Barrel. Now, Tommy, I'm a big fan.
This is a 10-year-old, and the 10 is on the back. It never came off. They just put it on the back. Originally, it was not a single barrel. It was a 101 proof.
Well, and I'll tell you, this is one of my favorites because it's smooth. I will say cheers. Mm-hmm. Nice aroma, a little citrus.
Another one of our picks.
Oh, this is smooth.
Yes.
Getting a little bit of rye notes.
It's a rye. It is a little spicy.
Little sweetness, but pleasant. Again, in the medium category, not overpowering. All right, so we have got seven different bourbons and American whiskeys we've tasted. We got a whole bunch more as National Bourbon Heritage Month. Mega Bourbon tasting maneuvers continue next hour on the Cigar Dave Show.
Can one word alter the course of your life? Axiom Repertory Theater opens its fourth season with Nick Payne's Constellations.
contemporary tale of a couple in love, parallel universes, and quantum physics. John Truitt directs this fascinating play that follows the life of Marianne and Roland as their relationship plays out in an infinite number of possibilities. Constellations is on stage at Reading's Old City Hall, September 19th through October 5th. For tickets and information, visit axreptheater.com. It's an AxRep show.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
A Christian Finnish politician is under pre-trial investigation for an alleged, quote, hate crime. You see, the politician went to Facebook to post a Bible verse that opposes same-sex relationships to condemn the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Finland's LGBT support.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Emily. Meanwhile, Giuliani says he'd welcome an opportunity to go to Capitol Hill and confront lawmakers over the allegations. President Trump marked Hispanic Heritage Month on yesterday.
We come together to honor the devotion and the drive and the faith and genius and exceptional achievements of our incredible Hispanic American community.
Mr. Trump hosting hundreds of Hispanic leaders from across the country at a ceremony in the East Room of the White House. Democratic presidential candidate John Delaney's Iowa state director leaving his campaign in the first of the nation caucus state to pursue other opportunities. Monica Biddix had been his state director since January 2019, but served on his campaign since mid-2018. Delaney, a former Maryland congressman, is the longest campaigning candidate in the field, but routinely polls at the bottom of the pack. Wells Fargo naming its third CEO in as many years as it attempts to move on from a series of scandals. Charles Scharf is the chief executive of the Bank of New York Mellon, will take over for C. Allen Parker. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so, and then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
A federal judge in California says she'll block new rules proposed by the Trump administration for the detention of immigrant children.
District Court Judge Dolly G says the Trump administration proposal for detaining migrant children is inconsistent with a longstanding agreement that lays out conditions for custody. Her decision comes after a hearing in which attorneys for detained children said the rules would allow the U.S. government to keep the kids locked up indefinitely instead of quickly releasing them to relatives, and would allow keeping them in facilities that aren't licensed by the state. The Trump administration wanted to detain migrant children in facilities with their parents, part of a broader crackdown on families seeking asylum at the southwest border. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Check out the latest breaking news and read the best analysis, both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Investigators completed a two-week examination of the charred wreckage of a scuba diving boat and could not determine what ignited the fire that killed 34 people off the Southern California coast.
The boat named Conception was anchored just off Santa Cruz Island when it caught fire and sank early September the 2nd. It was raised and brought to a naval base northwest of Los Angeles where specially trained teams from the FBI and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives tried to figure out what sparked the blaze. They completed their work there without finding the cause, but the investigation will continue. Patrick Foss reporting.
World Central Kitchen launching a major $50 fundraising drive. Founder Chief Jose Andres, a James Beard Award winner with nearly three dozen restaurants, is the founder of the nonprofit that distributes food and water to victims of natural disasters and other emergencies around the globe. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
September, one of my favorite months. Why? Well, first up, the National Football League begins competitive play, not that garbage that is served to us in August, that preseason nonsense. So we have football, NFL, and college. National Bourbon Heritage Month. We celebrate American whiskeys, bourbons, and we get to do a mega tasting. And as well, during the month, I taste numerous bourbons and speak to many great distillers and tasters that we feature on our shows. And lastly, the weather begins to turn as the autumnal equinox is upon us. Fall is here. And in Florida, that means the humidity starts dropping. The temperatures get a little cooler. And those of you in the rest of the country, the Northeast, the Midwest, the Pacific Northwest, the leaves change. Fall has arrived. We celebrate appropriately. The General and your commanding Alpha Male in Chief, front and center today from the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge. We have moved the Ford Theater of Operations for our Cigar Day, National Bourbon Heritage Month, Mega Bourbon Tasting Maneuvers. We have got 23 different bourbons on the list. We have sampled seven so far. And before we begin tasting some other bourbons and American whiskeys, we are going to go with a spirit. But first, let me introduce our guest. We have sommelier Dave Cavanis, our resident sommelier. Sommelier Dave, I was just thinking about this. You've been on coming on now, what, about 16, 17 years?
Well, it goes back to Y2K, and I think the before that. So this is like my 18th, 19th
That's
year.
That's right. That's exactly right. We had Darlene on, your former colleague.
And Rick Langenbacher.
That's
we
right.
We started out doing Chardonnays.
That's exactly
right.
That was
our first show was a Chardonnay show.
That's right. And then we went into sparkling wine and champagnes, and then we just kept expanding, and we always have a great time, and we've got
fun.
Tommy DiAdio, but Today is known as Elmer Tommy Lee Diadio for the Elmer T. Lee that we'll be enjoying. Tommy is the general manager of the Davidoff of Geneva Store Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa and also the senior executive vice president of spirits procurement for the Three Corona Cigar Stores in Orlando and the Davidoff of Geneva Store Lounge here in Tampa. And as always, Tommy adds a very important element because, Tommy, one of the things that Jeff Borshowitz, the owner of Corona, and you take pride in, you have probably, I believe, the largest selection of spirits probably anywhere, I would say, not only in the state, but could be the Southeast. But here's what's great. You do a lot of your own single barrels that you select, which are very unique. But not only do you have the super expensive, very rare, in a special cabinet, but you have more of the moderate price spirits that you can't find. I mean, I'm looking at the Dalmores that you have, and you've got Elmer T. Lee. We've got Eagle Rare. We've got Blanton's. I mean, Elijah. You got everything here.
We try to give you a big selection here.
Right. And the fact is, many bars would say, we don't need all this selection, but that's what makes it so unique. Great cigar selection, incredible spirit selection as well. Yes, and you travel up to Kentucky on a regular basis and select the barrels.
Not as much as I like, but...
Well, I'm waiting for Jeff to invite me on the next trip so that I can give my 2 cents.
Steve Sacco wants to come, too, so we should all go.
He brings the cigars,
then
we'll invite him. Sounds great. All right, so we have left off. We started off with the Buffalo Trace White Dog and the Hudson Whiskey New York Corn. Those are what is considered moonshine or the White Lightning, the White Dogs. The reason is it is the raw distillate, clear distillate, before or the bourbon before it actually goes into the charred oak barrels and ages. So you get a different taste experience. We tried the Cooper's Craft, a very moderately priced, mild bourbon from Brown-Forman. The Dry Fly Washington Wheat from the Pacific Northwest, very smooth, sweet, very, very balanced, nice. The Michter's Toasted Barrel, which I really enjoyed, unique taste, again, top shelf. Then we had the Blanton's Single Barrel, a lot of notes of some clove and some spice, sweetness. Then we had the Eagle Rare Single Barrel, incredibly smooth. Now we're going to go to the Elmer T. Lee, which also comes to us from Buffalo Trace, correct? Big Buffalo Trace fan, why?
Everybody wants their bourbon, so my favorite is always Four Roses.
Four Roses, that's interesting. Why is Four Roses your favorite?
I love their bourbons. I love the multiple. I think they got the 10 mash bills. I like how they just blend stuff together when they do their limited editions.
Well, it's interesting because the first single barrel that I ever had that Jeff gave me.
It was our first one we did.
That was the first one.
When nobody wanted it.
Exactly, and we've had Jim Rutledge on many, many times.
Yeah, and now it's Brett Elliott. He's a new master distiller.
He's the master distiller.
And Rutledge is doing his own bourbon now, Cream of Kentucky.
I did not know that, so we'll have to talk to him about Creme de Kentucky.
Yes.
You got to make it sound fancy.
Yes, Creme of Kentucky.
La Creme de Kentucky. Very, very nice. Now you're going to make me want to break out singing my old Kentucky home one more time. All right, so next up we're going to, before we get into the Elmer T. Lee.
Oh, we can do the cocktail first?
Let's do the cocktail. Now, Tommy, it is my understanding that in addition to being the senior executive VP of spirits procurement and the GM here at the Davidoff Store and Lounge, you're also
a master at
master
flavors.
Mixologist.
Yes, master of flavors.
Master of flavors.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now tell me, we've got a black Manhattan. Makes this different from a regular Manhattan?
You take the sweet vermouth out and you put in an Amara.
Which is what?
Well, it's a Digestivo. It's bitter-based Digestivo, found mainly in Central Europe.
Yes.
Italy is known for them.
A Digestivo.
Yeah, digestive.
Oh, digestive.
This is coming back now, and it's an 1860 cocktail is when it's been created.
And this is served in a nice bourbon glass.
Well, it's using a martini glass. I put it in a bourbon glass.
I like this better. This is more masculine.
So
more
still got the cherry. You just take the sweet vermouth out to the bitters.
Now, is this the cherry, the special cherry?
Yes, the Woodford.
So we'll talk about that, but actually let's talk about it now, Sommelier Dave, because Dan O'Connor, our good friend from Breakthrough Beverage, said, I got a bottle of Woodford Reserve cherries that you have to try that I'm going to send this with Sommelier Dave.
Yeah, they've been aged in Woodford Reserve, and they're great for cocktails, desserts, salads, and in marinades. Very nice, very delicious.
Delicious. Wow. Now, I should tell you, that's different than a regular maraschino cherry.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not as sweet, a lot of sweetness.
Oh, you're not getting flavor.
It's not like you're getting drinking Woodford Reserve, but you can have about 100 of those things.
Sure.
That's the danger.
I don't really like maraschino cherries because of their sweetness.
Yeah.
They're like candied. This was delicious. This is almost like a Bing cherry.
Yes.
Well, in certain situations, cherries can be very
fun.
Pleasant.
Yeah.
Yes. So we'll say cheers.
Hoo-ha.
Wow. Now, what'd you make this? Tell us the ingredients one
this
more time.
This is 2 ounces of Four Roses, our single barrel, 120 proof, an ounce of Foro Amaro, 3 dashes of Agnostora bitters, stirred, strained into a glass, and topped off with a cherry.
Very nice. If I had a spoon, I'd take that cherry out
that's
of there.
That's actually, I used the Luxero on that one. That's sweeter than that.
Mm. Now, I'll tell you, this is, to me, it's not overly sweet.
No.
So this is a nice alpha libation. And what's more popular, the old-fashioned or
old-fashioned
Manhattan?
Old-fashioned by far.
Yeah, that's what brought everything
back.
Yeah,
the Sazerac has died. They were doing Sazerac for a while, but the old-fashioned, we sell, by the end of the year, we'll go through 5 barrels of bourbon through the Manhattan, I mean the old-fashioned, just in the Tampa store.
Absolutely delicious.
We go through tons of it.
Nice job, Tommy, the Black Manhattan. Mm-hmm. And we'll have all the recipes, as well as our tasting notes and the listing of all the 23 bourbons and American whiskeys at CigarDave.com. So you can take a printed PDF sheet right to your retailer and see the tasting notes and pick whatever bourbon you'd like. And one of the suggestions I make, get about a dozen, 15 people over, throw some steaks on the grill or some Salem's hot dogs or ribs, have everybody kick in $20. You get 15 people, got $300.
Oh, yeah.
You can go out and buy 4 or 5 bottles and do a nice vertical tasting.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You've got to compare. You can't just taste one. You have to compare it to other things. And one of the things we're going to compare now, since we've already had 7, is the Elmer T. Lee made at the or distilled at the Buffalo Trace factory. Tell me about this.
I consider him one of the most modern people to change the face of bourbon because he created the single barrel. He changed Eagle Rare to a single barrel. So then he came up with something he liked to drink a lot, which was a sour mash, which is basically the fermentation of an old...
Usually it's about 20% they'll leave in after they rack it off to go into
the new one.
Bottling and all.
Oh, wait, so explain that one more
time. So they take 20% of the mash.
The mash bill, they'll leave still in the fermenter.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
And then they'll add all the new water, yeast.
Correct.
So you've got a little old distillate.
And new.
And then new.
That's the
simple
way of explaining it, and that's the correct way.
And that's what a sour mash is.
Yes.
Sour mash. So it's not necessarily sour. That's just what they call it. All right, so we'll say cheers on this.
And it's a single barrel.
Now, the aroma on this, getting a little, almost orange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you'll get orange.
From the barrel.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Just
this
dangerous smooth.
Dangerous smooth. Definite sizzle on the way down, but it doesn't linger.
No.
It's peppery sizzle on the way down. Now, there's something called the Kentucky Chew, where when you taste bourbon, I can't remember which distiller. Was it Jimmy?
It's probably Jimmy Russell. Because
Jimmy Russell.
People from Wild Turkey.
It was Jimmy Russell. It's called the Kentucky Chew.
Chew it in your mouth.
Because we've had Jimmy on. He said, what you do is you put it in your mouth like this.
Mm-hmm. Chew with the liquid in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Smack your lips, bring that air in.
You get the alcohol on your whole palate.
Oh, yeah, and I'm getting it right on the front of the
I got it, too. It was like a little sweetness up front.
Sweetness and sizzle at the same time.
Yeah, it was very good.
So this, I would say, is more on the medium plus in terms of flavor strength. Definite notes, I would say, of pepper. A lot of spice. With that sizzle that hits the back and dissipates rather quickly. So not a lot of warmth, but definite sizzle. Next up. We move to Woodford Reserve for the Woodford Reserve and the Woodford Double Barrel. Now, Sommelier Dave, Woodford Reserve we featured at one of our Pleasure Fests. We had the ambassador. They brought the big, remember they had that big thing showing their their mash, what they use?
Right. What the actual mash bill was.
Yeah. The bottle.
They've been doing this from 1812. This distillery was created out there. And then during Prohibition, they did medical sales.
Mm-hmm.
So you could still get it with the doctor's prescription.
For medicinal purposes
Medicinal purposes. So really nice 90.4% or proof. It's going to be clean. You're going to get some honey amber off of it. It's going to be really rich with dry fruits. And it's going to be at the end rich and chewy, round, smooth, complex with citrus, cinnamon, and coca.
Definitely getting on the nose. Trying to picture it. Trying to identify it.
Maybe some mint.
Some sweetness. Yeah, a little minty almost.
And oranges.
It's the only single barrel that we do that you have to take 2 barrels and you blend them together to make your barrel.
Now
so you take 2 different barrels.
Now, this is nice. Not a lot of warmth. Nice flavor on it. Well, this is a 90 proof, which is it's a high proof. Mm-hmm. But don't let the proof scare you away.
No.
That's a low proof for bourbon, 90.
Mm. Wow. Definite orange. Almost a little lemon.
They've won
a lot of awards
since 1999 all the way up to last year.
Now, I remember they told us what's unique about their mash bill. I can't remember. They have corn, and I think they smooth it out with, I don't know if they have wheat in there or not.
No, they just did their wheat first now.
Right.
First wheated.
But very, very pleasant. Now, the Woodford Reserve, the master distiller is Chris Morris, who's the same master distiller as Old Forster.
Yes.
Now, the Old Forster, a definite fuller flavor profile that we will get to. Now we go into the Woodford Reserve Double Oak Barrel Finish Select.
So what they usually do is, once you've distilled it in the one oak barrel, because for it to be called a bourbon, you have to use a brand new oak barrel.
That's correct.
So they put the juice back into a brand new toasted oak barrel. So it gets double oaked.
Double oak. So we'll see. Now, again, we're tasting these back to back, so we'll have a really good idea of how they differ. We'll say cheers. Little different flavor complexion, almost more woodiness on the nose.
When you look at the color, it's going to be a lot darker than the regular Woodford.
Definitely getting more wood flavor, almost that wood mustiness.
It's going to be more full body.
Definitely
too.
More full body. Definitely.
It's going to be creamy. You're going to get a long finish off of this.
Definite. A little bit of warmth. Not a lot of sizzle, but just enough.
No, you get some caramel, hazelnut, apple on the taste of it on the palate.
Now, I like the regular Woodford Reserve better. I just think a little smoother for my palate.
Yeah.
But this for people that want a little bit more sizzle, fuller flavored cigar. Yeah. Want to eat a nice Cajun meal? The Woodford Reserve Double Oak is the way to go. All right, so now we have sampled a total of 10 different bourbons and American whiskeys. We have 13 to go. We'll hit them all. Plus, we've got to have an old-fashioned as well. As we continue National Bourbon Heritage Month, Cigar Dave Mega Bourbon Tasting Maneuvers front and center.
You need to add some alpha to your Facebook news feed. By following The General, you'll get the latest intel in the world of cigars, info on the show each week, and see what The General is smoking. Click like at facebook.com/CigarDave.
As we give our palates a quick rest during Mega Bourbon Tasting Maneuvers, several important items I would like to address. First up, George Gershel, the longtime tobacco executive, vice president of tobacco procurement at Altadis USA and its forerunner, Consolidated USA, passed away September 20th at the age of 89 at his home in Rougemont, Switzerland. George was a giant, a legend in the world of cigars. For many years, he was the man that traveled the world for Consolidated Cigar and Altadis and found great tobacco. He found Cameroon and Indonesian TBN and Peruvian tobacco, Nicaraguan, Honduran, knew everyone, worked on a handshake basis. When George Gershel told you something or made a deal, you shook George's hand, you knew it was good as gold. He was a giant in the industry, and as Theo Foles, the longtime CEO of Altadis and Consolidated, said, and I quote, George Gershel always treated tobacco vendors fairly while protecting his employers. Many of the great cigars you enjoy, Monte Cristo, Romeo, and Julieta Ace Upman, George was the man responsible for procuring that tobacco. Scandinavian Tobacco Group, STG, acquired Royal Agio Cigars, announcement made last week, $231 million. They have a very good operation, hand-rolled operation, in the Dominican Republic and the United States. They distribute the Balmoral cigars. We featured it on the Officers Club selection list not that long ago. We'll talk about that next week. If you are not a member of the Officers Club, join right now, because Officers Club members right now are enjoying the Plasencia Alma del Campo, our September 2019 selection. It means soul of the country, soul of Nicaragua, beautiful medium to full-bodied cigar. If you're a member, it probably already came your way. Enjoy.
Small shack in Kentucky, I've lived most of my life, and I do things my own way, I don't take no one's advice. I'm a simple man, an honest man,
I get along just fine. When times are tough, I got three things that help me every time. Got guns and bourbon, see me through it all. The Lord above, the rifle I love, the sour mash alcohol.
Of course, the enemies of pleasure are melting down right now. They're going into convulsions. Everything we enjoy, bourbon, whiskey, guns, cigars, steak, oh, they are rolling over right now. But screw them. We could care less because as alpha males and those of us that enjoy alpha male pleasure maneuvers, we could care less what anybody thinks. We're going to still fire up our grills. We're going to still drive our SUVs. We're going to shoot off our guns, of course, at ranges and only for protection. We're going to enjoy our cigars. We're going to enjoy our meat, our ribs, our spirits. As Lee Corso would say, life is good. Rejoined by Tommy Lee D'Addio, Elmer Tommy Lee D'Addio, or should I say E.T. Lee D'Addio, Tommy D. of Davidoff and Davidoff Store and Lounge in Tampa and the Corona Cigar Stores in Orlando, Sommelier Dave. We've got about, 13 more bourbons that we have to get to. Let's go to this next one. Now, this is unique. The Pinhook Straight Bourbon. This looks like a wine bottle. I mean, I almost feel like I should be drinking Chardonnay out of this thing.
So what happened here was a bunch of investors bought the old Castle where E.H. Taylor used to be made. It's called Castle and Key now. And these are all their horses on their farm, and it shows when they were born, the hands. And they hired a female master still. I can't think of her name right now, but she actually recreated a mash bill from E.H. Taylor from the 1920s and laid that bourbon down, and Jimmy Rutledge helped them lay it down, too.
So Pinhook Straight Bourbon Whiskey. This is from Bourbon Country. The horse Pinhook, 15.3 hands. Color, sex, brown. It says C, so that's a colt, I would assume. Crop of 2018.
Yep.
Now, this is interesting. Alcohol by volume, 57.65%, 115.3 proof.
That's their barrel proof.
Wow. So, well, the aroma, I'm getting a lot of citrus notes on here. Orange.
This is a three-year-old, so they're starting to. Eventually,
right,
they'll have six and eights out.
Say cheers. 115. I got to be careful on this.
It's smooth. It's you would never know it was 115.
Woo, got some. There's definitely some warmth that lingers on the way down.
Heat.
Definitely getting some maple, almost some oakiness to it.
Mm-hmm.
See, definitely notice the wood. But this is not one that you want to sit. Well,
this is
straight up. And
there's
sniff.
A little problem with Pinhook right now. Right now they're buying from MGP, but I'm buying. We're looking at doing maybe a barrel with them, and it's a 4-year-old, and it's out of their distillery, and it tastes different when it's in Kentucky. So they're buying this from Indiana.
Now, MGP is MGP Industries. They bought the old Seagram's distillery.
Massive.
Just outside of Cincinnati. Largest, actually, distiller in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So many labels and boutique brands that you see use what we call the juice.
Bullet
use the juice from MGP.
Well, they
that
actually
is
use the distillery, but a lot of them give them their own recipe.
Well, that's
because
Templeton does the same thing.
Right.
Templeton does the same thing. They give
that's
the recipe.
Correct. And now there's been a big controversy because people say, well, wait a minute. It says distilled by High West. No, it was distilled by somebody else.
It says Indiana.
And so now what they say is distilled. They don't even say distilled by. They just say bottled by or distributed by so they avoid any confusion.
Right.
All right. So the Pinhook, very interesting. What would a bottle of that go for?
That's about 55.
And you don't see that at very many retail stores.
It's very rare.
Yeah. Extremely rare. But very pleasant. Definitely fuller. You get a lot of requests for that, Tommy?
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. And you're really educating a lot of people that may not be familiar with some of these boutique brands about these new brands.
Yeah.
Outstanding. All right. So we have got now only two segments to go, a half an hour of our Cigar Dave National Bourbon Heritage Month Mega Bourbon Tasting Maneuvers. We've got, I think, 11 to go, and an old-fashioned, we trudge right ahead. Can't wait.
Check out the all-new CigarDave.com. Get info on the cigars and libations the General enjoys during the show. Get recipes from the Pooch Pit and drink cocktails, too. You can listen to the show on our 24/7 stream or download the latest podcast to listen to anytime. Get it all at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
How long I've been on? When you're drinking, when you're drinking, the show looks good to you. When you're drinking, you get stinking. It helps your point of view.
The great Dean Martin.
But when you're sober, the sky's all
seem gray when you're sober. Life's a pain, so keep drinking. That's what I'm thinking, 'cause it's what I love to do.
Well, if Dean insists, we'll continue National Bourbon Heritage Month, Cigar Dave Mega Bourbon Tasting Maneuvers, and we've been drinking. We have sampled so far 10 bourbons and spirits and American whiskeys, and now we're going to hit number 11 with Sommelier Dave and Tommy D, Tommy Diadio of the Davidoff Store and Lounge and Corona Stores in Orlando. Few Bourbon, F-E-W. What does that stand for, Sommelier Dave?
Few, F-E-W, stands for the people that started it back in 2011. Paul Helenek, who is in Illinois, outside of Chicago. That was their name they gave the distillery.
Sergeant Steve, we had them on, didn't we? Yes, we had one of the one of the
I don't know
on.
What
yeah.
the actual F-E-W would stand for.
But interesting. So this is their Few F-E-W
bourbon which wins a lot
distilled from
awards
grain,
for them.
Artisan spirit, 93 proof. Tell me about this.
So what you're going to get is a really nice, soft finish in oak. You're going to get some cherries, rich caramel, wood, and burnt brown sugar on the nose. The taste should give you a really nice corn, spice up front, caramel, and vanilla.
Now, it's a three-grain bourbon recipe.
Right.
They infuse generations of southern tradition, they say, with a spiciness of northern rye and a touch of malt for smoothness.
So you're going to get
small batches.
Corn, rye, yeah. malted barley.
And you know what? I'm getting a little of that barley notes on the nose. We'll say cheers.
It's probably a little younger.
Very young.
Yes.
But they're winning some really nice awards.
Mm-hmm. It's sharp. It's got some sharpness to it. It is young. Take another sip here. Yeah, it needs a little more aging.
If
you like another year, if you like the sharpness, I'm not getting a lot of woodiness to it. Just a very, very sharp taste profile. Next up, Old Forster. Now, we had Jackie Zeichen, who is the master taster, on. Last week, we had her for the entire second hour. Very fascinating. We talked in-depth about Old Forster. And one of the spirits she mentioned, the Old Forster 1910, is that the one that Sergeant Steve, she said, was incredibly popular and selling out?
Yes.
The 1910.
We totally sold out.
1920 is popular, but 19 was
right.
released.
Right, she said
was released
went through the roof. So we made sure we had the 1910 and 1920 on this tasting. So, Sommelier Dave, do the honors, please.
What you had was a fire on the bottling line, and it halted the production of Old Forester. Mature whiskey ready to bottle instead was stored in a secondary barrel. Mm-hmm. So here again, just like how they did with Woodford, they took new charred oak barrels, took the whiskey out of the ones that were around the fire, put them in the secondary barrels, and then it created this beautiful whiskey.
So what happened was the barrels almost burned, so they almost fell apart.
Right.
So it gave an extra char. So they recreated that method from the fire from Duluth.
Interesting.
Now 93 this, proof?
Now, I'm just the notes that the aroma, that notes I'm getting on my nose here, on the aroma.
Some buttercream, possibly.
Yeah, a little butterscotch,
toffee,
a little bit of citrus.
Could have cedar, apricot.
The cedar is what I'm getting, a lot of that woody type of note. So we'll say cheers and we'll taste this.
Your taste is going to be real smooth, well-rounded.
Oh, yeah.
A little sweet oatmeal raisin, possibly.
A little raisiny, little spice, little sizzle, little warmth. Big difference from the few that's young.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell this is properly
matured.
Aged. Oh, yeah.
And
very nice.
On the finish, you're going to get charred oak, which will lead to a really nice, clean spice.
It is spicy. Very, very nice. I can see why this sold out. They call it the Old Forster 1910 Old Fine Whiskey.
So their mash bill is 70% corn, 18% rye, and 12% malted barley. Mm-hmm.
So the rye gives a little bit of that
sizzle, spiciness,
and the maltiness softens it up. Now, suggested retail for a bottle, Sommelier Dave?
Very inexpensive, $56.
Okay,
somewhere $55.
Now that's not a limited run. It's just it was. It's
no,
sold
it,
out
is
quickly.
It is a limited run.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, we have the Old Forester 1920
Prohibition.
Prohibition style, they call it. So why does this differ? Why do they call it Prohibition style?
Well, because in 1919, when Prohibition was enacted, the Old Forester people went and sought after a ability to produce it medicinally.
So you could go to your doctor, and the doctor that they used in Louisville was Dr. Forster. He would write out a prescription for you to have a drab about six times a day for medicine purposes, and this is an add-oner.
But after he gave you the medicinal whiskey, yeah, his name was changed to Dr. Feelgood. Yeah.
So they recreated the mash bill from the 1920s.
All right, now the aroma on the nose here, a little bit flatter. Not I'm not getting a lot of that fruitiness, more of a woodiness to it. But let me say cheers, and we'll take a sip.
Well, it's a single barrel entity.
Woo!
A little bit
fire,
more spice.
Fire in the hole.
A lot more spice.
Major spice. Major fire going down. Major sizzle. What do you think, Tommy?
Both of them are very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
I like the 1920 is a little softer. Mm. So, Somalia Dave, I'm going to take the 1920. This is, to me, a little bit too fiery as it goes
you
down.
You mean the 1910?
You want the 1910.
Oh, no, 1910.
Yeah, yeah.
1920 you can take. Yeah, I'll take the 1910. Now, this is 115 proof, so you definitely notice
the sizzle. The heat.
Yeah,
right.
No question about it. Suggested retail for a bottle.
It's going to be the same. It's going to be around $55 to $60, depending on where you live.
All right, now we go to Somalia, or we go to Tommy D.
Some of my favorites.
Shank's Kentucky Sour Mash Whiskey, and they call it Shank's Homestead.
Yeah.
Mixers.
Oh, this is for mixers.
Yes.
Well, this is the original distiller. Mm-hmm. Tomas Shank in 1753 was one of the largest wheat or rye farmers outside of Philadelphia. So with the extra rye that he had that he didn't turn into bread or whatever, he made into whiskey. This Washington was. Came and bought some of this whiskey so that he could then fund the Continental Army.
This is their sour mash like Elmer T. Lee.
1753 is when,
it started.
It
so they
started,
consider
right.
themselves the actual
this
first whiskey.
Let's raise a glass to Shank's and to the great George Washington for being able to fight the Brits. Mick the Brit has never been able to get over it since.
This
so
went,
we say cheers.
Here, here.
Tommy?
This went from retail last year from like $40-something dollars up to $80.
Yeah, it's $78 I have
it
written here.
It doubled
$80.
In
this
1 year.
This is smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Wow. Let me take another sip here.
Honey, cherry oak.
Mm-hmm.
It's nutty orange zest.
Honey, cherry. A little bit of oakiness, but not much. I'm getting a lot of that, almost like a cherry-like flavor with some nice warmth, but not overpowering warmth.
It's got a great moth feel.
Five-star selection. Wait, no doubt.
Light smokiness on it.
Now, this is limited.
Yep, these are mine. He couldn't pull these samples.
Yeah, if you can find it, buy it.
This one is better. This is a true bourbon.
So, Shanks, this comes out, what, once a year?
Once a year. They make about 8 to 10 barrels of that. They do about 8 barrels of Bumbergers a year, sometimes 6.
So this is from the same distillery?
Yes, Bumbergers.
Well, it morphed from Shanks, and then Abraham Bromberger bought the distillery in 1860. So from 1753 to 1860, Shanks had it. Then from 1860s through the 50s, it was Abraham Bromberger.
Abraham Bromberger. So my grandfather, Cigar Abe. So they both shared something in common.
And this was all in Pennsylvania. So they were making these two whiskeys in Pennsylvania. Abraham's sons, Michael and Peter, he put the two names together, and that's where Michter's comes in.
Say that one more time.
Michael and Peter.
Interesting.
Michter's, yeah.
Blended. That's Michter's.
Michter's. Oh.
And then it went defunct due to Prohibition and everything. And Chatham Imports was able to buy it up. And then took it to Louisville, where great bourbon is made. Because they wanted to make great bourbon.
These two are probably sitting in liquor stores all over the place that nobody
knows
what they are, and they walk right by them.
And I'm going to definitely go online.
You won't find them in Florida because all the whiskey societies pilfered them. But you might be able to find them in Buffalo.
I will
I'm
find
you.
Them. Leave it to me. And again, a unique bottle, almost like a wine bottle.
Yeah.
And just 108 proof on this. The aroma on this, interesting. I'm getting a little bit of mintiness on here.
Mm-hmm.
Almost a minty, almost a weedy, minty type of aroma. We'll say cheers.
Delicious flavors.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get some of the caramel
really
of it. You're going to get a lingering finish on it.
True small batch.
Little spicier than the
sour mash.
Shanks.
Yeah, it's a sour mash. The other
the
one.
The sour mash really makes the difference. It smooths it out. This has a little bit more sizzle to it, but not overpowering. Let me take one more. A lot of heat on this. Little sweetness. Zesty is what I would call it. Very, very nice. All right. Next up, We've got Kentucky Owl Bourbon.
Kentucky
and I like what it says on the label, Wise Man's Bourbon with an owl on here.
Mm-hmm.
This is batch number 8, so tell me about this, Tommy.
This one actually is part of Dave's, but Dave's.
Oh, it is, okay.
Yeah. Well, this has been, we're down to the fifth generation on this. Dixon Dedman's family started this back in the 1800s, and Prohibition again killed the brand. So it was his father, and now he, the fifth generation, has started it. It's in the Harrodsburg area of Kentucky.
And Stoli bought them, right?
Stolichnaya is now in control of the production
Wait,
of it all.
You're telling me Russians now own Kentucky Owls?
Ukrainians.
Let's call Mr. Mueller immediately begin investigation. Very suspicious.
The retail on this is too much.
Well, this is $175 a bottle.
How much?
No, not this one.
Well, this is batch 8.
You ain't buying that for $175. It's over $200.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's... Everybody now, marks it up. You ain't finding that for under $230.
Almost like a sweet aroma on the nose, I'll say. Cheers.
Yeah, you're going
to
get
for
gardenia.
For $200, I can't wait to smell this.
Banana bread, toasty sourdough.
That's it.
Yeah.
Banana bread. Now, I will tell you, I would not pay $200 for this.
Wow.
To me...
It's a lot. The new one's $300 retail.
I wouldn't pay... Well...
So, when I was at the distillery, staying at the Beaumont Inn, I had a glass, and I paid $60 for a drink.
Let me explain to you this one.
Well, let me just say, to me, this is... I'm not getting a lot of fruitiness. I'm getting a lot of heat and a lot of sizzle.
It's dry.
See that, Bardstown?
Definitely
yep.
dry.
There's a couple things in Bardstown when you're buying old bourbon from. 1792 and Heaven Hill. That's where this is coming from.
From Heaven Hill?
Or 1792, actually, most of it's
1792.
Coming from. It's coming from 1792. Buffalo right. Trace.
Oh, from Buffalo Trace.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can tell you, this to me is not complex. It's very one-dimensional, just a lot of sizzle, not a lot of fruitiness with some warmth. So, not a five-star selection. I would not pay $175 or $200 for the Kentucky Owl.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and, of course, on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Stores only, I already
have. Oh, my goodness.
Fantastic.
You are the man.
Let's do the old-fashioned real quick.
Let's do the old-fashioned right now. Good idea. So tell me about this, Tommy. Old
this
fashioned.
Is 2 ounces of Four Roses single barrel, 1 ounce of the Demerol simple syrup.
Did you say
which
Demerol?
Is, Demerol is a... Raw sugar.
Oh, now Demerol is in the drug.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then three dashes of Agnostora bitters, orange peel, and a cherry.
Oh, this is sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
Very nice.
Americans like sweet.
Delicious.
So I'm going to take another sip of this, pour a little bit more.
See how it's balanced? You taste all the sweetness. You just don't taste the bitter. It's all about stirring the cocktail properly.
What bourbon did you use with
it? I used Four Roses single barrel.
Very nice.
20 proof.
Just,
barrel.
A lot of sweetness, a little bit of bourbon.
That's what Americans like.
Wrong. That's what they like, and we'll have the recipe for you. All right, we've got about 5 more to go. The final and concluding segment of this edition of the Cigar Dave National Bourbon Heritage Month Mega Bourbon Tasting Maneuver comes your way next.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection for September is the Plasencia All Model Combo. This complex smoke is creamy with a touch of spice. The Plasencia All Model Combo has notes of coffee and nuts while leaving a lasting impression on your palate. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
Hi, I'm Rocky Patel. After 15 years of hard work, I'd like to introduce you to the Rocky Patel 15th Anniversary Cigar made at our factory in Esteli, Nicaragua. This cigar showcases a beautiful, oily Habano wrapper from Ecuador. Fillers from Esteli, Jalapa, and Condega make up a rich, complex, spicy taste with a lot of full flavor. The Decade, another one of our masterpieces. Made in Honduras, beautiful Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper with secret fillers. It received a 95 rating, one of the highest rated cigars ever in Cigar Aficionado. This medium to full body cigar is rich, complex, yet elegant and well balanced. 15 years ago, they thought we'd never make it in the business. 10 years ago, they thought we'd never last. 5 years ago, they started paying attention. Now, we're right where we belong, in your hand. So enjoy the 15th anniversary and the decade these cigars will deliver.
The Cigar Dave Show is available 24/7, 365 via the Cigar Dave mobile app for Android, iPhone, as well as Amazon Kindle. You don't need to be in front of a radio. You just need to have your mobile device ready to go. And you can listen to me take on the enemies of pleasure. Talk about the Alpha Male Good Life as we talk cigars, spirits, diversions, grilling, everything associated with the Alpha Male Good Life. So go download the Cigar Dave mobile app today, presented by Diamond Crown. And you can listen to the show live noon to 2 Eastern time anywhere around the world. And as soon as the show is done, we run a continuous loop. The show is also available on demand, also our Twitter feed, Facebook feed, and the ability for you to record a message and send it directly to us. So go right now, if you've got an Android, an iPhone, or the Amazon Kindle, go and download the Cigar Dave mobile app presented by Diamond Crown. Never miss a minute of the Cigar Dave Show with the Cigar Dave mobile app.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Enough to get me high, and then I'll say goodbye.
No way. Good day.
She hung me out to dry.
One bottle of bourbon and I'm still sober.
Final segment of our National Bourbon Heritage Month Mega Bourbon Tasting Maneuvers from Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa. Tommy D, next up we've got the Weller Antique 107.
Yep.
Talk about it.
History in this one is the first wheaty bourbon ever created was by William LaRue Weller, who Julian Van Winkle, Pappy Van Winkle, came to work with, and the mash bill is the same. So this is one of our single barrels, which is amazing.
Wow, a lot of sweetness.
The wheated bourbon.
A little cinnamon on the...
So there's no rye in this. It's corn, wheat, and barley.
For wheat, it's got a lot of sizzle to it.
That's
spicy.
That's sweet and spicy.
Sweet and spicy. Yep.
Perfect.
Yep, sweet and spicy, no doubt about it. Mm. Wow, a lot of sweetness,
a lot of spice. A lot of flavor.
All right, next up, Basil Hayden's 2x2. I like the Basil Hayden, but the 2x2 rye, very unique.
This is two bourbon barrels, two rye, put together. That's why it's called 2x2.
All right, the aroma on this, it's interesting. Almost a muted oakiness.
It's like a bull rye from High West.
Yep. Say cheers.
Not my favorite.
No, you can definitely taste the rye, but not as powerful as I thought.
It's young.
Young, but it's pretty smooth for a young whiskey, so very, very pleasant on that. Young, but tasty. Next up, we go out to Texas. Don't mess with Texas. Now, this is from Garrison Brothers, two brothers, Dan and Dayton in High Texas, that began distilling in 2006. Now, this is the Garrison Brothers Texas Straight Bourbon Whiskey from My Bar. They don't even make it anymore.
No, this is a spring edition from 2010, was it, or 11?
I'll tell you in 1 second. This was from 2010, which is the corn harvest.
That's when they laid it down.
Yep. Barrel and distilled and barrel 2010, released spring 2004, bottle number 10710, aged 2 years in oak. We will
The little
say
history
cheers.
On these guys is he used to work with Elmer T. Lee. Elmer T. Lee gave him their copper still to start their distillery. They laid the bourbon down. They picked the barrels up. The heads were, it was so hot in Texas, the heads were popped off. They lost everything,
right?
And they had to build the bourbon barrels for Texas 2 inches thicker than Kentucky.
Now, the taste on this, interesting. It is young, 2 years.
It's heat.
You're getting, it's some heat, but you're getting a lot of the corn sweetness.
Yes.
So it's a combination of the white dog.
Correct.
With a little barrel.
Because they can't leave it in the barrel too long because it's too hot.
Too hot down in Texas, exactly. So very nice. And again, they don't make it anymore, but they've got their small batch and some of their other bourbons doing very well. Next up, this is the Angel's Envy Bourbon Whiskey finished in port barrels. It is cask strength.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was given to me. Somani Dave, you gave me this. This is a very small bottle, just a sample. From 2015, not available anymore, but we figured we would taste it. Say cheers.
Nostrovia.
Woo! That is some major, major heat.
Heat.
Major sizzle.
It's so smooth and sweetness.
A little bit of that port barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah, very
Get
nice.
A little spice off of that.
A lot of spice.
This one was my Knob Creek barrel that's supposed to be a 9-year-old, but they sent us samples, and by the time it was barreled, it was a 14-year, 8-month cash strength, barrel strength, Knob Creek single barrel.
All right. A lot of muted wood notes. Say cheers. Some sweetness, very smooth.
It doesn't taste 120.
No, it doesn't taste 120 at all. A little bit of spice.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of sizzle.
Very well
very
balanced
nice.
For a 14.
Now we're going to wrap it up with Frank Sinatra's favorite. Now, Jack Daniels was not very popular. Frank Sinatra became buddies with one of the Jack Daniels reps, and the next thing you know, he takes it from a boutique brand to a internationally known brand. This is the Gentleman Jack, which is double mellowed. Goes through two Lincoln County charcoal processes. We'll say cheers, and to all of you gentlemen, we'll say cheers.
Cheers to you, Dave.
Cheers.
And we thank you for your participation as I take a taste of Gentleman Jack.
My thrill and pleasure.
Oh, incredibly smooth, sweet, no bite. The perfect, whiskey, American whiskey, Tennessee whiskey to end on. So we have had 23 bourbons and American whiskeys, two bourbon-related cocktails, everything listed at CigarDave.com. Special thanks to Tommy Diadio of Corona Cigar
pleasure.
Davidoff, Sommelier Dave, Cigar
always
Dave, the general saying, may your humidor always be full. May your cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Cheers. May the rest of your National Bourbon Heritage Month be as tasty as our...
Hi, this is Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, inviting you to our annual black and white Boondocker Ball. Dinner and dance and costume contests Saturday, October 5th at the Anderson VFW Hall in Anderson, California. Live music, buffet dinner, and live auction. Sponsor tables are $500. Tickets are $35 each. For more information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. We'll see you there.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A massive pro-democracy rally Saturday in downtown Hong Kong ended early after violence broke out and police had to fire tear gas and a water cannon while protesters threw bricks and Molotov cocktails at government buildings. One activist, Joshua Wong, is a candidate in district council elections in November.
It's time to let Emperor Xi to aware that now is our battle. No matter on the battlefield, in our community, on the street, or in the international level.
Violence was a familiar scene that's been repeated since protests for democratic reform started in early June in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. It also came 3 days before a major march is planned to mark the day the China celebrates the 70th anniversary of the Communist Party taking power, which is also sparking fears of bloody clashes that could embarrass Beijing. While the U.S. scrambles to crack down on vaping, Britain has embraced electronic cigarettes as a powerful tool to help smokers quit.
A review by Public Health England, an agency similar to the CDC, concluded that vaping is about 95% less dangerous than smoking, while the Royal College of Physicians tells doctors to promote e-cigarettes to people trying to kick the habit. Unlike in the US, Britain has tight regulations on advertising vaping. All TV, online, and radio marketing is banned. On Friday, the CDC said it appears THC vaping products are playing a role in the puzzling US outbreak of lung injuries and deaths, noting many of the 800 people who got sick reported vaping THC, which is not legally available in the UK. Sarah Bassett, London.
You can always get the best news and you can read the best analysis because they're both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. And then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
A death on the tarmac at Atlanta's airport.
News outlets reported Friday that a bag-loading vehicle pinned the unidentified employee against an airplane Wednesday afternoon at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. The victim later died in the hospital. Atlanta police tell the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that no charges are expected at this point. Authorities have not released the victim's name. The victim was an employee with G2 Secure Staff LLC, which does contract work for United Airlines. Patrick Frost reporting.
Animal-like robots that started out as military-fueled research project might be shipped off to the circus instead of the battlefield. Cirque du Soleil is in talks with a robot maker about using the four-legged Spot robot in its live shows. The agile robots walk and climb stairs and open doors. They've become famous on YouTube, but have not yet been applied to commercially since the company was founded in 1992. More at townhall.com. It's gaining national attention, and now the murder trial of a white Dallas police officer who shot and killed an unarmed black neighbor is in recess until Monday. We get the latest from correspondent Shelley Adler.
Defense attorneys presented their case for about 2 hours Saturday. Among those testifying, former Dallas police officer Craig Miller, who became the homicide commander for the Dallas police before he retired.
It's my opinion that in this case that Ms. Geiger, thinking she was in her own apartment, fired a shot at a person that she felt was a threat to her, and that was reasonable.
The jury is considering whether Amber Geiger is guilty of murder, a lesser crime such as manslaughter or criminally negligent homicide. They could also find her not guilty in the fatal shooting last September of Botham Jean. I'm Shirley Adler.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
Have you been looking to purchase or refinance a home? Allow the team at Omega Mortgage Group to show you why so many of your friends and family, realtors and escrow officers, refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Our low rates, simple application, fast escrows, and outstanding service really speak for themselves. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening. Brian Kilmeade Show. We got a big hour coming your way. Shannon Bream coming up next, and then Fred Fleiss will be with us. He wrote a very fascinating editorial, and he's got a huge national security background, was just in the administration working with John Bolton. And he's looking at this whistleblower and everything that went into this and saying there's something wrong here and there is no way that a whistleblower could put together documents with research like this. So before we get to Shannon, here are your big three.
Now with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Here we go. Agenda destroyed. Thankfully, not really. Not yet anyway. The USMCA, well, there was a meeting with Lighthizer, the chief negotiator and Democrats this morning. And there's word is the White House contacted Senator Murphy of Connecticut, Democratic senator, yesterday to work on this gun legislation. So at least something's on track while everything is about impeachment.
Number two.
First of all, the key difference between a whistleblower and a leaker and a traitor is at the end of the day, intent. We may disagree, but in the case of Edward Snowden, what he wanted to do was expose NSA spying across individual Americans. Daniel Ellsberg wanted to reveal that the U.S. government lied us into the Vietnam War.
And that is Peter Van Buren, a whistleblower, and he is saying, I got a problem with this. What we know about the whistleblower, what he says, what he claims, and how the Trump team is pushing back big time.
Number one. When the President of the United States, who has taken an oath to protect and defend the Constitution, uses his position to, in effect, extort a foreign government for his own political purposes, I think that is very much what the founders worried about in high crimes and misdemeanors.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton would know. Not so fast for those pushing the president out the door. Have you not learned anything from the Russian ruse? I'll tell you what we learned yesterday, what we know today, and what the experts, not the pundits, have have to say. But a lot of fast-breaking news, including Nancy Pelosi saying, I got a problem with the attorney general. She said that this morning. I think the Russians are involved somehow in these Ukrainian conversations. Go figure that one out. And now it looks as though, as the Congress goes on vacation for a couple of weeks, we'll find out what the public thinks. Joining us now, Shannon Bream, Fox's chief legal correspondent, host of Fox News, author of Finding the Bright Side, The Art of Chasing What Matters, and all over this with breaking news on your show last night. I listened, of course, on the replay. Shannon, welcome back.
Great to be with you. Happy Friday.
Well, kind of. It's very intriguing Friday. It looks like this is
true.
This is the Russia investigation on steroids. And the word is, as early as October, there's going to be impeachment articles. And the word is over 220 votes for impeachment. So why wait?
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, you mentioned everybody's going on recess today for 2 weeks. And so it's interesting because you have some members of the so-called squad saying, no, we got to go home and talk to our people about this, because all along the Democrats have said it's really bad for the country to do impeachment, but you got to have the people on your side. So you need to go home. They say talk to them, make sure they understand what we're doing. And they feel like, for them at least, some of them, it's a time to go home and build support for this move, that it seems like the Democrats are now intent on doing. This is their path.
So what we know about the whistleblower, I find intriguing. We know he's a CIA guy. We know that he did not hear anything firsthand. We know that he wrote a 9-page report that they say is almost perfect. They say that, you know, it's got research in it, it's got all these things, and they also cite, he also cites the fact that there are other people within the administration, they say a half dozen government officials, including some at the White House, who he believes can substantiate his claims. And now we're seeing that they're going to see some witnesses go in front of, I guess, some committees, see some of these names go forward, I guess, from the whistleblower, and they're going to be front and center.
Yeah, what struck me, a lot of things from reading the complaint when it was released, obviously there are underlying things that the administration is going to have to talk about and explain and confront. But I thought it was interesting as well, multiple places in the complaint, he talks about more than a half dozen officials told me this, a number of White House officials told me this, that, and I'm just wondering who those people are and if that's a normal course of business that people who are working in the administration, we don't know in what capacity, they could be people assigned to the White House, but he used the term White House officials were telling him. So that opens a whole nother line of questioning for me, because who working as a, quote, White House official is going to other branches, if this person is CIA, and saying to them, hey, we're all talking about this. You should know about this crazy phone call, and we're really worried. He kept using the words deeply concerned, and that just seems like an odd situation to me. I don't know if that's how it works. I've never worked in the White House, but I think that people are going to want to know who those people are, who his sources are, and how this information came to be so widely discussed. I think it raises a lot of interesting questions.
So listen to the part that I found bizarre, and it just this is a killer for a reputational killer. Here's Adam Schiff. You think he's reading from a script, but listen, cut three.
This is the essence of what the president communicates. I hear what you want. I have a favor I want from you, though. And I'm going to say this only 7 times, so you better listen good. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent, understand lots of it, on this and on that. I'm going to put you in touch with people, not just any people. I'm going to put you in touch with Attorney General of the United States, my Attorney General, Bill Barr. He's got the whole weight of the American law enforcement behind him. And I'm going to put you in touch with Rudy. You're going to love him. Trust me.
None of that happened. That is not reading.
No, and
it's so
far afield of what the actual words on paper say. That, like Britt Hume said, if it's a slam dunk, if you have what you need, why in the world would you go do that? And he said, Britt followed up with the fact that Schiff has said so many things regarding the Russian situation that didn't pan out, that you can understand why people listen to this and see this now and say, like, this is crying wolf. I mean, none of those things that he said, and there will be people who see that clip and think, wow, that's terrible. That's what the president was saying. Like, I want you to dig up dirt on my opponent, and lots of it. There's nothing even remotely like that.
There isn't.
In the transcript. So, I mean, Schiff, I think, he causes himself an unforced error there, because the minute people call him on that, they're going to say, listen, dude, you're exaggerating, you're making things up. If you have such a good case, why are you doing this? It makes it look like you don't have a good case. I think it was unnecessary on many levels for him to do it, but I think it only hurts his case.
Yeah, I was just struck by the Washington Post editorial today. Democrats sprint in front of evidence. Keep in mind, when the story broke, the Post reported that two former U.S. officials said Trump's interaction with foreign leaders included a promise that was regarded as so troubling that it prompted an official in the U.S. intelligence community to file a formal whistleblower complaint. Well, it turns out Trump makes no promise anywhere in the transcript. He makes no threats either. Indeed, it was the Ukrainian president who raised the issue of investigating corruption, not Trump. We wanted to drain the swamp here in our country, he said. You're a great teacher for us, and that, he told the president. Katie Turr of NBC claimed that the transcript shows Trump said, "We'll do you a favor. Will you do me a favor? Investigate Vice President Biden's son." No, he didn't say that. When Trump asked Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, he said this, "Do us a favor." It had nothing to do with Joe Biden. That was in the transcript. And they go on. And they're the ones who counter all the hyperbole that's out there. The Washington Post.
Yeah, I mean, if they're saying maybe it's time to tap the brakes, you know, it may be too late for folks on the Hill to listen because, listen, both sides are going to claim victory, as we saw when the complaint came out and when the transcript came out. But what can the Democrats do now? I mean, Nancy Pelosi, a lot of people think the speaker has been very smart. Listen, she's been on the Hill for decades. She knows how to play things. What she has essentially said, we're going to move forward with this formal inquiry, a lot of people think was already underway. And plus, she has no intention for this to actually go to a vote in the House, not the impeachment issue, but whether the inquiry should officially start. My understanding is that's what they did in 98. They had a vote before they actually moved forward with the initial inquiry. They're not going to do that this time around. So she signals to people like, hey, this is real. We're doing impeachment without having to take any formal steps. So she's kind of trying to, it seems like, meet all the demands of her base, those mm-hmm. who are, you know, want to charge full steam ahead with the impeachment. And those are like, yikes, don't make us vote on this. We came from swing districts that we flipped away from Trump to Democrats. That's going to put us in a bad position. And now everybody goes home to think about it for 2 weeks. So, you know, it raises a lot of questions. But the Democrats went so far so fast on this before anyone had seen the complaint or the transcript. They're now both out there for everybody to see. You know, I don't know how easy it is for them to backpedal and say, OK, maybe it's not everything we thought it was. Let's take a breath. I think that they've gone so far. It's tough for them to do that this yeah. week now.
I mean, I talked to two people in the White House and the word shell shocked is being thrown around. They're not. I know that, you know, it's not to their benefit to say to me, yeah, we're shocked to the core. But they easily, this is feel as sadly, they feel like they've been through this movie before. I want you to hear what Jay Sekulow told us on Fox and Friends this morning. He's the president's attorney about the complaint and what he thinks about who wrote it. Cut 12.
This individual had no firsthand knowledge of anything. Nothing. Had no idea. Right. Said it. So when you start with the witness saying, Stephen Bryan, I have no knowledge of the events I'm depicting here, and I'm basing this on conversations I had with colleagues of mine, and I think they're trustworthy. Well, do you know if they heard it correctly? Right. Well, I don't know, because I don't have firsthand knowledge. And do you think the whistleblower drafted that complaint? I mean, realistically,
you think
was that
they
drafted
help?
By
they
Andrew Alea? I mean, this look at the phraseology, the endnotes and the footnotes. This wasn't drafted by this individual. This was written by a law firm.
No question. We know the law firm has a lead attorney that interned for Chuck Schumer and gave money to Joe Biden. So I'm not saying that's illegal. But it's just something to understand. We think that the whistleblower, one thing that they made clear, the DNI said, that is partisan and it's not for Trump.
Well, when I saw it too, I thought there's so much legal citation and stuff. It felt like somebody who could be a lawyer, and it could be a CIA person who is also a lawyer. It could be somebody who is not CIA. It could be somebody who had help, like you said, from lawyers in putting this together. But it raises a number of questions, and hopefully, I mean, the whistleblower wants to talk to Congress, and there are ongoing conversations about how to make that happen, secure setting, classified conversation. And I think it would be very helpful to everyone to have that person go testify or at least in some way talk to committee members in a bipartisan way. I think we'll learn a lot more. And you know that there have been firms out there who have said, We will take any whistleblower complaint involving the Trump administration. We will help with expenses.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been incentives for people to come forward. This person may genuinely feel like, I have a concern about my country, and I want to move forward because I'm scared of what the president's doing. I think it's wrong.
But let me ask you, I know you've given the benefit of the doubt, but is there anything about what we read in that five pages that should make you worry about the country? You're trying to, you're dealing with a brand new Ukrainian president that is hoping to get lethal weapons because President Obama refused to sell it to him. So he's looking to get some more, and he's also saying, I'm going to clean up like you're cleaning up. Now, what he has to answer, we both know this, Shannon, he has to say why he held up the money, and he has to say he held it up on the 19th. He has the phone call on the 24th. The vice president was supposed to go to his inauguration. They sent the Secretary of Energy instead. Now, the president's got to answer that and why he put it onto a very top secret, highly secure server. Did they do that because they were concerned about past leaks? Or they do a concern about they were worried about what was in that phone call?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are important questions. And again, to the issue of moving that call to a specific server, you know, and there's been reporting not by right-wing outlets out there that says the White House was doing that because the leaks of the previous calls with the leaders of Mexico and I think Australia, that they had decided they're really trying to crack down on leakers. But back to the whistleblower and the complaint and yep. why they may have been worried. Again, they didn't have firsthand knowledge of any of this. So if they're getting, as they say, through, quote, multiple White House officials and other people within the administration were expressing, quote, deeply concerned, those are the words that he used, the whistleblower doesn't know exactly what the call said or anything else. So what was fed to them may have been mischaracterized. So they may have had a legitimate concern based on everything they'd heard, but they had no firsthand knowledge. So what was portrayed to them may have been something more than was in that transcript. So they may have genuinely come from a motivation that was to stand up for their country and to stop against, you know, wheeling and dealing over political candidates and rivals. But who knows what the whistleblower was told, because they didn't have their eyes on that call.
Shannon,
and, it'll be interesting to have them testify. Okay, what were the words that were said to you? What was expressed to you? What were you told? Were you misled? That's also possible.
Right. Shannon, I know it's impossible to even book your show because so much is going to change by the time you get a show, but you should get on the air at 11 o'clock. But I know it'll be all new and all breaking, and I'm going to need some instant analysis, and you're the perfect person to do it.
Followed by dance party.
All right. Shannon Bream, thank you so much.
You do.
Watch your Fox News at night at 11 o'clock. When we come back, your turn. 1-866-408-7669. You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
This is The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Attention military service members. If you or a loved one used dual-sided combat arms earplugs during active duty between 2003 and 2015 and then suffered tinnitus, ringing in ears, or hearing loss, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Contact Thomas J. Henry today for a free and confidential consultation. Dial #250 and say combat veteran. That's #250 combat veteran. Call Thomas J. Henry now and get the money you deserve. Principal office in San Antonio, Texas. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message.
Bill O'Reilly here. My new book, The United States of Trump, How the President Really Sees America, is a fact-based account of a sitting president as history unfolds. Because I've known Donald Trump for 30 years, I have unique access to him, and I've written a book that may surprise you, to say the least. The United States of Trump is History, a must-read. Hope you check it out.
Sponsored by Henry Holt.
Credit products are issued by WebBank. Member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel? Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 7575 when applying. Avant.com, code 7575. That's Avant.com, code 7575.
He's alive!
Mary Shelley's spine-tingling classic comes to the Reading stage in all its theatrical glory. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Frankenstein, written by Mary Shelley, adapted by Andrew Billiter, directed by Matt McDonald. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 21st through October 19th. Come see a show unlike anything you've seen on the Riverfront stage before, if you dare.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A teenager from Louisiana who loves to welcome his little brother home from school makes today's Dean's List. Noah Tingle has dressed up as Batman, Chewbacca, Waldo, Santa Claus, and a giant gorilla, just to name a few, every single day to meet his sibling Max after school. Max is admittedly embarrassed by his brother's antics, but you can see his smile each time watching the videos that Noah posts each day. As word spread of his daily fun greetings, he's become somewhat of a local celebrity in the community. Many of the neighbors have donated their crazy costumes so Noah can continue his streak. Max's big brother says he doesn't plan on stopping anytime soon, especially because he and Noah are creating such sweet memories before Noah heads off to college next year. Thankfully, the teen has been sharing videos and photos of his costumes to his Facebook page called The Bus Brother. Keep up the good work, young men. You both made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Through an impeachment as First Lady in the Clinton administration. What is your view today on Donald Trump's prospects for impeachment?
Well, my view is that given this latest revelation, which is such a blatant effort to use his presidential position to advance his personal and political interests, there should be an impeachment inquiry opened. And I don't care who you're for in the Democratic primary or whether you're a Republican. When the President of the United States, who has taken an oath to protect and defend the Constitution, uses his position to, in effect, extort a foreign government for his own political purposes, I think that is very much what the founders worried about in high crimes and misdemeanors.
Yeah, and she would know a lot about impeachment, being that old. She has dinner every night with the one person who was impeached. I believe she's way off, and she believes she's bitter and angry. And I hesitate even rolling in her sound because I think it ticks you all of you off. Eric, listen on WDBO in Orlando. Eric.
Hey, Brian, that's the first time I ever heard Hillary Clinton not refer to the founding fathers as white slave owners. Now she's their friend. This whole thing with the Ukraine, Adam Schiff knew about this back in July. If it was so important, why did he wait? Did he need time for these lawyers to write up all these footnotes? But this is a double-edged sword for them. If it hurts Trump, I don't think they know they're not going to impeach through the Senate. If it hurts Trump, fine. I think this is all to finally get rid of Joe Biden. And the elephant that nobody sees is this proves all the way back to 2016. Trump's right. They are spying on his every move. He better not pick his nose because it's going to be on CNN.
Yeah,
your thoughts.
It's true. And I tell you what, I would never have unleashed Rudy through the region. You know, Rudy's he's great friends of the show. I would stay in total line. You just beat the Mueller probe. You're now on the offense, taking out all those people who constructed those lies. Let Durham do his job. Let the Inspector General Michael Horowitz do his job. And instead, he's like, let me go and find out really what happened in the Ukraine. I understand his curiosity, but as you said, you got to play the perfect game because they're coming after you. When we come back, Fred Flights. He knows what it's like to work with the Trump administration. He just left. He has some questions about the whistleblower that will really blow your mind. And then Brad Parscale from the late in the Trump reelection campaign on live. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1993.
Our democracy must be not only the envy of the world, but the engine of our own renewal. There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what is right with America.
At 12:18 this afternoon, we got a call for a report of explosion in the basement of 3 World Trade Center.
I was blown across the room. Everything went black. It felt like a tomb. Then the lights came on, safety lights, so we ran out just trying to find a way out.
It took like 2 hours to get down. People were passing out, and it was horrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time for peace has come.
On July 2nd, 1991, I had sexual relations with Amy Fisher at the Freeport Motel.
News as it happened then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A Kentucky teacher's act of kindness warming hearts across the country makes today's Dean's List. Shelley King's 10-year-old daughter Ryan has spina bifida and she uses a wheelchair. Shelley says her daughter is often unable to accompany her classmates on field trips because the locations aren't always accessible. When they learned about an upcoming field trip to the fossil beds at the Falls of Ohio, Shelley expected to keep her daughter back home or plan a field trip of their own. But a teacher at Ryan's school, Jim Freeman, offered to carry her on his back so she could explore with her class. Thanks to Mr. Freeman, Ryan was able to attend the field trip. The gesture meant so much to Ryan and her family that Shelley wanted to get the message out. She made a post on Facebook about Mr. Freeman's kindness, expressing her gratitude for local teachers. We are so blessed to have an entire school that is so compassionate and empathetic and never makes my child feel left out. We are also grateful for your kindness, Mr. Freeman. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I know of no policy that would require the CIA to take that whistleblower complaint to the White House.
So you were surprised to hear that?
Yes. The policy that I know of would say, since this is a potentially a crime, the CIA would have to report it to the Department of Justice, but not to the White House, not to the place where the crime occurred, right? So I think the CIA has some explaining to do.
What does it suggest to you, right?
It suggests to me that people are protecting their relationship with the White House, and that's the most important thing on their mind here, rather than getting to the bottom of what happened.
Let's bring that question. That was Mike Morrell of CBS, former acting director of the CIA. Let's bring this very question and more to Fred Flights. He's president of the Center for Security Policy, served in 2018 as deputy assistant to President Trump and to the chief of staff of the National Security Council. He previously held national security jobs at the CIA and DIA. I don't know if there's many people in the country who are better equipped to answer this question. Fred, was Mike Morrell right? Should this whistleblower's complaint been brought to DOJ, not to the White House?
No, Morrell is wrong in the way he handled this. This is a policy dispute, and the CIA has no role in policy disputes. Now, let's assume that the president did something unethical in front of a CIA officer, said he was going to go to war in violation of the War Powers Act. He couldn't bring that to the CIA Inspector General, but the officer might bring that to the House Armed Services Committee or the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, but the CIA should have stayed out of this. It's a policy difference.
Fred, you write in your editorial that you read this whistleblower's complaint, and it seems as you, it jumped out at you, it seems like he, say if the New York Times is right, it's a male from the CIA, is pursuing a political agenda. Why? What jumped out at you?
Well, this is a very strange complaint. I've seen a bunch of whistleblowing complaints in my time with the House Intelligence Committee staff and CIA, and this one wasn't just well written. It looked like it was written by a team of law professors. There was language in there and how it should and should not be declassified. And it seemed written to help advance a narrative to impeach the president. And since it isn't an intelligence matter, I have to compare this with what House Intel Committee Chairman Adam Schiff was saying all through August. He was talking about this Ukraine issue. On the 28th of August, he actually posted a tweet that was almost identical to the allegations that the president was leveraging aid with Ukraine to get an investigation of the Bidens. And then 2 weeks later, an identical complaint is lodged with Congress that happens to go to Adam Schiff's committee. My guess is that this whistleblower originally went to the House Intelligence Committee, and Schiff and his staff helped him write it.
Wow. That would be something, because he seemed, you know, I remember him coaching Michael Cohen, flying to New York, making sure that he was saying the right things at the right time to the questions that would be scripted. So, Fred, how unique is it, and you would know this better than anybody, for this conversation to be filed in the secure way in which it was filed? People say that's because people around the president knew it was an unethical conversation. What do you think?
I really question whether any of this is true. As executive secretary, I know that these communications were already being very tightly held. Very few people had access to them. The whistleblowing complaint erroneously says that these transcripts were being coordinated and disseminated electronically. Untrue. They were always coordinated and disseminated in paper form because of the fear that they would leak. I don't think any of that is accurate. It is true. The rules were changed on how these would be handled in mid-2017 after a couple of them leaked. I think a conversation with the Mexican and Australian president with President Trump. But I don't think any special steps were taken to change the procedures after this Ukraine transcript came out, because they were already being extremely tightly held in a secure computer system.
So when people say that shows the president knew he did wrong, that's why it was filed that way, you think that's a rabbit hole?
I don't think it's true. They were already being protected. It was very hard for anyone to get a hold of them. Now, another reporter called me this morning and said he heard that the NSC was actually installing new computers, and that may have led this person to erroneously conclude that there was some new system to protect this transcript. I just can't see how they could have been more restricted. So I don't buy this.
So Fred, when did you leave the White House?
Halloween last year.
Were there some things going on there that showed that the president was new to this, that was maybe saying some things that presidents haven't done in the past, and would be coachable if you brought that up to him and say, Mr. President, you don't want to bring that up?
Well, I mean, Brian, you and I know this president has thrown out the diplomatic rule book. He doesn't follow the rules or protocol, and I think it's refreshing. You know, he would get on calls with various foreign leaders and tell them things that I think they needed to hear that other presidents might have backed away from. I can't tell you what those things are, but I think the candor he would express was something that other nations understood. I'll tell you that if nations did not meet their commitments with the United States, he'd ream them out. I think that's a good thing. I mean, in terms of being subtle and diplomatic, sometimes President Trump doesn't act that way. And I think that's why he has so many supporters.
Rudy Giuliani was dispatched to research and find out what went on with Ukraine in the 2016 election and with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. And he was out there, and they did show some communications with Mr. Kurt Volker, U.S. diplomat Kurt Volker, that said, hey, we had a great breakfast. I look forward to setting you up in the Ukraine. So the State Department knew what he was doing. What do you know about that, and how is that something that you find troubling?
I really don't know anything about that. I saw Rudy last night at Fox. We were both on Laura Ingraham. He was telling me about text messages he has to substantiate fact that he was working with the State Department. But beyond that, I don't have anything to tell you.
Do you think they were bent out of shape to a degree, or you don't have any idea?
Well, we use special envoys fairly frequently, including people who are not in the U.S. government for diplomatic missions. That might have been what happened here, but I don't know.
Do you know why the funding was delayed to the Ukraine?
No.
Do you think it's unusual for people to say, before you get this money, you got to do certain things?
That happens all the time. I mean, we often tell states that they have to deal with the human rights problem or maybe pay debts to the United States or let somebody out of prison before we'll provide economic aid. That's pretty common.
Fred, what would be the next logical step if you want to get more answers? Don't want to have political theater, but get more answers. The whistleblower's anonymity is important for the whole program. I get it. But what about the half dozen officials he said were verified this story or relayed this story to them? What would be next?
First of all, Brian, if you lodge a complaint like this, you should be man enough to put your name behind it. Why is he hiding behind the whistleblower laws? Basically, if this is true, and, you know, frankly, you may have to risk your career to do the right thing for your country. I don't buy this. Well, I'm going to make these allegations, but I won't tell anybody who I am. The members of the House Intelligence Committee, they want to talk to this guy, and they want to ask him under oath, How did you put this complaint together? Who have you talked to? Have you been talking to Democratic members of this committee? Because it sure seems like he was.
And, the partisan nature is something that's a given. We know this is a partisan whistleblower.
It looks like that. It really strongly looks like that. I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt, but given what Adam Schiff said in August is almost identical to what's in this complaint, it's hard for me to believe Schiff didn't know about this in advance and that his people were not orchestrating this complaint.
Fred, I hope we can keep you on our speed dial as this moves forward.
Anytime.
Fred Flight's great column. Appreciate it. Fred is the president of the Center for Security Policy and was with the Trump administration for a period of time. We're going to be back with Brad Parscale, who runs everything Trump re-election related. You'll be fascinated to see what has happened to the Trump re-election campaign since the impeachment push broke out.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Attention military service members. If you or a loved one used dual-sided combat arms earplugs during active duty between 2003 and 2015 and then suffered tinnitus, ringing in ears, or hearing loss, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Contact Thomas J. Henry today for a free and confidential consultation. Dial #250 and say combat veteran. That's #250 combat veteran. Call Thomas J. Henry now and get the money you deserve. Principal office in San Antonio, Texas. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Bill O'Reilly here. My new book, The United States of Trump, How the President Really Sees America, is a fact-based account of a sitting president as history unfolds. Because I've known Donald Trump for 30 years, I have unique access to him, and I've written a book that may surprise you, to say the least. The United States of Trump is History, a must-read. Hope you check it out.
Sponsored by Henry Holt.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank.
fivestarbank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Paul Puri.
Again, it's Adam Schiff and his crew making up stories and sitting there like pious, whatever you want to call them. It's just a disgrace. It's a terrible thing for our country. They can't do any work. They're frozen. The Democrats are going to lose the election. They know it. That's why they're doing it. And it should never be allowed what's happened to this president. And despite that, I think I've done just about more than any president in his first 2.5 years in office.
And that is the President of the United States talking about the push for impeachment. There's inquiry on right now. Stories raging on all these channels. And Brad Parscale, the man in charge of taking this information, the current state of the economy in the country, and getting president 4 more years. He is in charge of the Trump 2020 reelection campaign, and he's walking his dog. So we're going to hear a slice of Brad Parscale's life as well as his profession. Brad, thanks so much for doing this.
Hey, Brian. How are you, bud?
Good, good. So everyone's talking about the Democrats. They're energized because of this impeachment inquiry and what happened yesterday. What has it done for Trump 2020?
Well, I mean, I think one of the most amazing things is just the fundraising we've had in the last 48 hours. I mean, as soon as they started this attack, I think Americans and Republicans and supporters of the president all over the country, they start voting with their wallet, and, you know, this is the one thing they can do right now, and they can donate. And it had just thousands and thousands and nearly millions of dollars in donations come in, sometimes many first-time donors, to just see the hypocrisy and the things they're doing right now and are upset that their vote's being stolen.
You know, there was a sense that the more you pushed on the – if you pushed for impeachment after the Mueller probe, it was good for the president. But this is something brand new. It's everything's happening quicker. Maybe it's more understandable. Does that worry you?
No, I'm not worried at all. I'm actually – if you saw my statements, I'm pretty confident. Look, the president was sent there from the people to actually deal with this kind of, you know, corruption and to fight this swamp, and that's what he's doing. He's doing exactly what the people sent him there to do, and I don't think one American is going to punish him for that. And the Democrats just know they can't beat him in 2020, so they want to try to use anything they can and lie and cheat to defeat it.
And that is proof that you did tell the truth. You are walking your dog, and he seems to be startled by something. We'll cover that story, get a correspondent on it. A couple other things. How close have you been in touch with the president? I'll tell you my observation. He had an unbelievably productive United Nations series of meetings. I know international relations don't usually mean poll numbers, but I think he was really disheartened in his final press conference. He was as subdued as I've seen him. I know you could easily say I'm wrong, but you know him as well as anybody. Could you get insight? Can you give me his mindset?
So I think, first of all, I mean, like, you know, I think like Merkel and some of these people only did like 2 or 3 bilaterals. I mean, this is how hard the president's working. He's like doing 10, 11, I think, in one day. I mean, he wants to do 3 times as much as anybody else plus one. And that's just his mindset. I've known him for so long. He always wants to do a little more. There's always more I can do today. I talk about this from the last rallies, the last days of the 2016 election to UN meetings. He's a fighter and he wants to do more. And look, I don't think he's set one step back from this. He's, as you saw yesterday in his press conference, in his press conference, that he's ready to fight, you know, and he wants to support the American people. Sorry, we're walking by a dog.
No, I understand. What kind of dog do you have?
I have 2 labradoodles. My wife picked them out. They're like, but they're labs, and they're funny dogs.
Right. I mean, do you hear the creator of the labradoodle feels as though they created Frankenstein and they regret doing it?
No, they're good dogs. One of them's 9 months old, though, so he gets a little frisky when he walks by dogs.
The president's got an agenda left. Number one, the USMCA, he's looking at some type of gun legislation. The White House reached out to Senator Murphy. He also is talking about doing something on the vaping with the new revelations and the 12 deaths and the 400 who've been sickened. What do you want him, just from a pure pollster perspective. What do you want to see him tackle?
Yeah. Look, I think one thing everyone needs to understand about this president, he's about personal freedom. You know, he's gonna protect the Second Amendment. He's always going to do that. He's going to protect the personal freedom of you to, you know, to vape. I think those are things that he wants. He wants to make sure. But he also cares about people's safety and children, you know. And I think he's bothered personally by, you know, some of the young people that have been affected by this. But overall, everything about him is about personal freedom. And we're the party of freedom. And they're the party that wants to take things away and control what you can and can't do from – even if that's a plastic straw in your drink, they want to tell you how to live. They want to, how much sugar you can have, everything else. And we believe that, and I truly believe the Republican Party is a party of freedom.
So you would think cracking down with kids under 18, but letting people do what they want to do, whether it's chewing tobacco, smoking cigars, you don't want to touch that, but you do. You would like to see them maybe go into the education of the high schools and controlling these companies from advertising.
Yeah, look, I think we always as adults have to protect our children. But, yeah, I also don't think that, you know, I think protecting personal freedom is very important. And that's why, you know, when I got into this, I was in politics before this, when I started seeing the Democrats just want to tell us how we live, what we do, everything they control, because they're smarter than us. I just knew that President Trump was the right person to make sure that we're protected. And he's going to do that. And he's going to protect our Second Amendment also.
Brad Parscale, in charge of Trump 2020, has been working extremely hard with some very unique, cutting-edge ways of doing it. Number one is setting up a monster list of anyone who's ever gone to a rally, expressed interest. They're on his tweet list or his text list. So Brad... Yep. Guns is a dicey issue, and I understand there's some friction in the House, within the White House, in that the suburban moms are now, for the first time, in favor of some type of legislation that might make their kids at school safer and their communities safer. And we also know how much the NRA and gun rights Second Amendment means to Republicans. Is there a sweet spot?
Look, I mean, that's something for the White House to talk about. I'm not going to get into legislation with you, but, like, I think this electorate and the people who are going to come out and vote for Donald Trump just want to make sure that they don't start down a slippery slope of trying to remove their personal freedoms. And I think the president's going to protect that at all costs.
When you,
at the same time,
right?
He wants to protect the kid. I mean, he wants to protect children. He wants to do it right. And doing what Beto wants to do and come take guns is the craziest thing ever. And that's not how we make our world safer. That's just psychotic talk.
The emergence of Warren over Biden, does that make you happier?
Yeah. Look, I think Warren is, Warren's continuing to rise. I think she will be the nominee. That I've said that for, I think, 5 months, whenever people thought I was crazy. And if you look at the trends, she continues to rise while he continues to fall. And I think this, you know, the corruption of Hunter Biden and what happened with him getting millions from China and Ukraine and everywhere else while his father's vice president, you know, the millions the Bidens have made off this is the corruption that will take them down, the Democrat Party. I've always said he was never going to increase 1 point. He's only going to decrease. And since his announcement, he's never gone up 1 point. I think he's only gone down. And that's what Biden does every time he's ever run.
I want you to hear what Jim Cramer said yesterday on CNBC about Elizabeth Warren. Cut 41.
You think Elizabeth Warren pushes banks into it? Well, they're already down 20% from the highs, but...
I don't know what's going to happen. Look, I've got to tell you, when you get off the desk and you talk to executives, they're more fearful of her winning. I mean, I've never heard anybody say... Look, she's got to be stopped. She's got to be stopped. I don't know. She's very, she keeps going up in the polls.
She's raised a ton of money.
She's going to win Iowa, I believe. She's a very compelling figure on the stump.
And she said, he went on to say that if he wins, he goes, people are going to vote Trump that normally would not. That's how much they
fear. I 100% agree. Look, I think the president beats Warren handily, but I think the progressive left, the Democratic Party, the establishment that's there, whether that's in the actual votes or in their convention or whatever, they want Warren to win. This is what they want. They want a progressive woman to win, and I think that's where they're going, and I think that's where the party wants also.
And
I think Biden is being – he's going to be attacked from both sides.
He is, and it looks like you want Warren to win, too. Brad Parscale, thanks for your dog walking time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, bud. Thank
you got
you.
It. Brian Kilmeade Show, Brad Parscale, Trump 2020.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Attention military service members. If you or a loved one used dual-sided combat arms earplugs during active duty between 2003 and 2015 and then suffered tinnitus, ringing in ears, or hearing loss, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Contact Thomas J. Henry today for a free and confidential consultation. Dial pound 250 and say combat veteran. That's pound 250 combat veteran. Call Thomas J. Henry now and get the money you deserve. Principal office in San Antonio, Texas. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Impeachment is not something Americans generally approve of, but some polls are suggesting over the last week that there's been a shift.
One of the risks facing Democrats as they begin an impeachment inquiry into President Trump is backlash from voters. There's been little historic public support for pursuing impeachment. However, several new polls in the last few days show increasing support following fast-moving developments here in Washington. A Politico Morning Consult poll shows Americans are now evenly split on impeachment. However, a new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll finds that independent voters are less in favor of impeachment proceedings. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Police in Maryland say four people at an outdoor shopping mall about 15 miles north of Baltimore were stabbed and a fifth person beaten before officers shot and killed the suspect. The attacks came at the Hunt Valley Town Center in Cockeysville, where three were attacked inside one store, a fourth was stabbed outside another, while the fifth was wounded on the restaurant's patio. None of the injuries, though, are expected to be life-threatening. It's already winter for some folks in the upper Midwest.
Snowfall for the mountains, we are expecting between, on average, 2 to 3 feet, although the highest peaks in Glacier National Park and along the Continental Divide could see up to 4 feet. For valleys, we're forecasting, terrain-dependent. It's going to be between 4 to 6 inches.
National Weather Service meteorologist Leanne Allegretto says the National Weather Service issued winter storm warnings and watches for western Montana, northwestern Wyoming, and the Idaho Panhandle all weekend long through Sunday. They say people need to be prepared for the inclement weather, and they can expect that the traveling might be a little treacherous on some highways and side roads. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-7126. 1-800-424-7126.
An Australian state is attempting to persuade the public to put down their smartphones while driving by rolling out cameras to prosecute distracted motorists.
New South Wales Roads Minister Andrew Constance says Australia's most populous state is the first jurisdiction in the world to use such technology to punish drivers distracted by social media, text messages, or phone calls. Road safety experts are alarmed at the growing prevalence of accidents involving drivers using smartphones on New South Wales roads. Experts say drivers who illegally use phones increase their chances of an accident fourfold.
Jeremy House reports that Constance said his government intends to roll out some 45 mobile phone detection cameras across the state, and they should get it done by the end of the year. More breaking news, more analysis at townhall.com. The Arthritis Foundation issued guidelines on CBD, and Dr. Charles Snyderman has some comments.
Marijuana is from the cannabis plant, which contains at least two chemicals, tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, which is psychoactive, and cannabidiol, CBD, from which one medical treatment for children with a rare seizure disorder has been approved by FDA. No other CBD or THC product is yet proven, and cannabis products may be involved in vaping lung injury. Charles Snyderman of Washington.
Washington is joining several other states in banning the sale of flavored vaping products amid concern over the mysterious lung illness that has sickened hundreds of people and killed about a dozen across the country. Washington State Governor Jay Inslee signed an executive order restricting the sale of some e-cigarettes and other vaping liquids. Inslee is asking the State Board of Health to issue the emergency rule at its next meeting, which is scheduled for October 9th. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
From the Fox News Radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Thanks so much for listening on a very busy day. It's UN week, where you don't expect to get anywhere on the roads, but, man, there's a lot of action at the United Nations as world leaders can come together, many of which are going to be speaking. A lot of bilaterals have taken place, especially with our president. We're privileged to have with us in studio Ed Rollins. We're also going to have KT McFarland coming up and Chris Dyerwald. That's who the great thing about being at our world headquarters at Fox News in New York City. We get the best of the best to give you insight that is unscripted and comes from years of experience. Now, with all that pressure on Ed Rollins, let him collect himself, realize everything that's on his shoulders as I give you the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
We're reaching finally a period where there's the possibility for some real substantive change in the composition. Because as the 2%ers, 3%ers drop out, as they go home, that's where Biden's opportunity to hold the line is to hold on to that share as it comes to him.
Well, kind of interesting. Another state shows Joe Biden might not be the front runner anymore. And I'm not sure the 76-year-old has the juice to come up from behind, as California is now going heavily for Warren. Is it time for someone, anyone, to ask the surging candidate Elizabeth Warren any challenging questions?
Number two.
You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you.
Well, it happened in New York, but it wasn't on Broadway. It was at the United Nations. Climate anger. Hypocrites to the left of me, exaggerators to the left of them, as hyper-angry teens scream through their tears as the earth comes to a close, or closes down at least for repairs. I'm not kidding.
Number one.
Impeachment overnight really changed. The chances that you're going to have formal impeachment proceedings, they're getting a lot more close to certain. Nancy Pelosi's meeting with the full caucus today, lots of signals that she herself could come out publicly as soon as today and say that the tide has turned.
Jim Vandehei, now of Axios, aiding the Ukraine. The latest point of conversation among Trump and angry Democrats, where suddenly impeachment is back in vogue. We'll bring you the latest humdrum details as the beat goes on. And with that, Ed Rollins, we do have some highlights from the president's speech at the United Nations. It was a lot of substance, delivered very slow and deliberately. KT McFarland has just walked into the studio, if you're smart enough to have downloaded the Fox Nation app. And welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
I have not had a chance to talk to anybody because they've left me in this airtight studio since it. And we've gone in and out of some sound bites. Real quick, your take on the speech.
As KT said earlier on TV, that was probably the best speech Trump has given. I think it clearly laid out the Trump doctrine. It was very much a Reagan-esque speech. It's a very hard place to deliver a speech. You don't quite get the energy that you're going to rally or what have you. But the words, the thoughts, the attack on the enemies of the country, and laying it out very clearly to countries like
Venezuela is not an enemy of the state yet.
It sometimes is when the basketball season.
Yes.
And and letting China and Iran and others know that that he's watching them closely. I think it was the tragedy of this day. This is September 24th. We'll go down in history. This is a day the president laid out his clearly what he should run on, what he is about, what the country should be about. At 4 o'clock today, the Democrats are going to meet in a closed session, in which I think they will move forward on impeachment. And I think that's just an extraordinary day from a historical perspective.
KT?
I agree with Ed. I think it was Trump's best speech ever by a lot. In just watching, for those who watched it on TV, or even if you listen to it, what was the one word he never used? I, me. This was all about the country, and it was a Reagan-esque speech. It was, not only did he set out what he believes in, you know, the Trump doctrine, what is America first, what is make America great again, he minced no words of putting our adversaries on notice, but he also embraced our allies. I think he re-seized America's leadership role in the world. I think it's his best speech. He was comfortable making it, and I think a great leader is somebody who stops talking about himself and starts talking about the nation. And I think Trump jumped right into that place for the first time.
A couple of things. I'll play some of it. But he talked about China. Knowing that he wants to do a deal with China, he had no problem calling out their past ugly practices and how it was a big mistake to put him in the WTO. He had no problem saying Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. At the same time, saying that our enemies are now some of our enemies are now our best allies. We don't have to have an enemy forever, so giving hope at the end of the tunnel. Also, he talked about Afghanistan. The Taliban continues to amp up the violence, so he's not talking about getting out of there precipitously, which is a fear among, I think, a lot of conservatives. I think it was a big mistake. And also how socialism is a wrecker of nations. So I think that was important. Now, to the other part of it, I thought it was delivered as if the prompter was too far away. As a guy that gives speeches, sometimes has to read the prompter before my laser surgery. He looked as a guy that wanted to make sure not to misspeak, but it seemed so slow compared to a normal Trump's, even the State of the Union address.
I go back to the UN is probably the most difficult place a president makes a speech.
Why?
It's just not your form.
So quiet.
It's not your form. There are very few fans in the audience. Everybody in that group is a world leader somewhere in some way, shape, or form, and our allies are small in comparison to the number in the audience.
It's like a comedian addressing comedians.
The two hardest places for a president to make a speech are the House of Representatives when he gives a State of the Union speech, which again, half the audience may be yours, the other half is against you. But this by far is the most difficult place. I think he did it in a very respectful way. There was no reinforcement from the audience, which normally he gets out of a rally and what have you. So I think what's important is to go back read the words of the speech. This is the Trump doctrine. This is everything he believes in. This is the whole premise of Make America Great Again. And this is something I think is his campaign speech. And then contrasting it with socialism, where you take the country that I misspoke when I was talking about Villanova as opposed to Venezuela. That was the most important country 10 years ago in this hemisphere. Could have been the strongest economically. It is now an absolute disaster because of socialism.
And here's what he brought up, and KT, before you comment, here's what he said about socialism.
One of the most serious challenges our countries face is the specter of socialism. It's the wrecker of nations and destroyer of societies. Events in Venezuela remind us all that socialism and communism are not about justice. They are not about equality. They are not about lifting up the poor. And they are certainly not about good of the nation.
He was addressing us, too, wasn't he? He was addressing us, the political, and he was addressing the world.
Well, if Ed's right, and I've heard Ed say this a number of times, if Trump can campaign and say, I'm the only thing standing between you and socialism and the loony left, I think he's kind of laid out his place right now. This is what happens to socialist countries. I also think, though, that he spoke not only well about nationalism, but I think he spoke well about the criticism of authoritarianism. And he talked about religious freedom. When he talked about, he didn't mention China by name, but that's who he meant. And when he also talked about the people who advocate this international idea, well, borders don't matter, national sovereignty, national laws don't matter, because we have all these international social media communications networks that somehow rise above nations. So I thought he not only has said what's motivated him for now, but I think he's looked ahead to what's going to energize the last year of his administration, this term.
That's a great point, KT, and it's great to see you, by the way. I haven't seen you in a while.
Good to see you, too.
Mr. Rollins, first off, when the president talks about Iran, something significant happens. Finally, the European allies really ticked off. We pulled out of the 2015 JCPOA. But today, Germany, France, and the UK came out and said, we know Iran shot those rockets and sent those drones into Saudi Arabia. And when the president said this, let's go the third one down, Josh, on Iran. Here's what he said about Iran.
One of the greatest security threats facing peace-loving nations today is the repressive regime in Iran. The regime's record of death and destruction is well known to us all. Not only is Iran the world's number one state sponsor of terrorism, but Iran's leaders are fueling the tragic wars in both Syria and Yemen.
So he's pushing it. We got some support for it. Is there a best way to go from here on the Iranian situation, knowing that the next attack is going to be worse because we don't seem to be answering them with any type of force?
Well, I think if there is a next attack, we will answer them with force. I think he made it very clear today that...
You think so, really?
Yeah, I think we're the most powerful nation in the world, economically and militarily. I don't think he can let them do another incident like this. I'm not a war advocate. I'm actually an advocate
Nobody
of
is.
American power. And I think to a certain extent, you cannot let a country like this has gotten away with terrorism for 40-plus years, and the sponsor of terrorism throughout that period of time, without warning them severely. And when you make a warning, you need to back it up.
And no one knows it better than you, KT. Where do you stand? You know the ramifications. We don't need another war. And you know what the president fears is going to cost him an election if we get involved in another war with a formidable power in the Middle East.
See, this is where I guess I would disagree with most conservatives, is that I think Iran is egging us on. I think they're sticking the bait out there, and they hope we snap it, because their economy is in really dire situation. And Trump is just, he's done a couple of things. Their economy is 40% youth unemployment. And most of their population is young people under the age of 35. Their inflation rate's 50%. Trump, with the sanctions already, has cut off 90% of their ability to export oil. He's now completely isolating them. And I think he's tightening the noose around their economic neck. At the same time, so they have economic problems, but I think it's also causing them domestic political problems. And the one thing the mullahs would love is for some ability to rally around the flag to get their own population. But I do think Ed's right. We don't let this just stand. Doesn't mean you do nothing, but you could do a lot covertly, and you could do a lot with allies. Don't do it alone.
KT McFarland's here. She is the former deputy national security advisor under Michael Flynn early on, and has a rich history of the State Department. This is what I worry about to Ed Rollins' point, is the Gulf states always thought, as imperfect as they are, that we had their back. And everybody always thought we would keep the Gulf of Hormuz open. Both things aren't abundantly clear right now. And that's what bothers me, that they have to look at each other and they got to survive. Is America so filled up with themselves because they have their own energy that they really don't have our back anymore? And is that a legitimate fear if you're a Gulf state leader?
It's a legitimate concern. I would not put it in a point of a fear today because we've always stuck by our allies. I think the critical thing is we always think in terms of war with putting troops on the ground. We have a very sophisticated military. And just as they blew up half the oil fields with drones, with our drones, one Polaris submarine could basically do all the damage to Iran to finish it off. And I think we have sophisticated weapons that we've not particularly wanted to use, and I think we need to think in terms of that kind of a strategy. Equally as important, as KT said so correctly, we have an extraordinary covert war machine, both in technology, doing great, great disruption to what their computer systems and what have you, and also with drone warfare, we can do a lot of damage.
And I think that the other thing is that Trump has said, I'll negotiate with you guys, I'll negotiate with you guys. And they've sort of dithered around and tried to act tough guy and do tough talk. I think Trump should say at this point, we're waiting, but we're not waiting forever for you guys to come to the table. We're going to continue to squeeze your economy. And I have said, I don't believe in regime change for Iran. I'm thinking that one over because if we are going to negotiate with an Iran at one point or another, and if the next Iranian government, the guys who overthrow the mullahs, will be very happy to negotiate with them. And I think that he kind of hinted at that in the speech where he said that America would be very generous right. in its economic assistance and hope to welcome these countries in the great future that somebody like Iran has in the world economy and the world affairs.
So the Democrats are going to move on impeachment. When we come back, we'll talk to Ed Rollins and KT McFarland on that because at about 4 o'clock today, the Speaker of the House will meet. And then, of course, on Thursday, we have the Director of National Intelligence going to come in front of Adam Schiff's committee, at which time he'll say, I'm not telling you anything, which will frustrate him even more. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show, a very busy, busy United Nations Tuesday.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Bill O'Reilly here. My new book, The United States of Trump, How the President Really Sees America, is a fact-based account of a sitting president as history unfolds. Because I've known Donald Trump for 30 years, I have unique access to him, and I've written a book that may surprise you, to say the least. The United States of Trump is History, a must-read. Hope you check it out.
Sponsored by Henry Holt.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention, if you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-470-2136. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-470-2136. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-470-2136. That's 800-470-2136.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On March 5th, 1946, Sir Winston Churchill gave his famous Iron Curtain speech at Westminster College in Missouri. The speech was deemed by many to mark the onset of the Cold War.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an Iron Curtain has descended across the continent. Behind that line lie all the capitals of the ancient states of Central and Eastern Europe. All these famous cities and the populations around them lie in what I must call the Soviet sphere. And all our subjects, in one form or another, not only to Soviet influence, but to a very high and in some cases increasing measure of control from Moscow. This is certainly not the liberated Europe we fought to build up.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
As far as withholding funds, those funds were paid. They were fully paid. But my complaint has always been, and I'd withhold again, and I'll continue to withhold until such time as Europe and other nations contribute to Ukraine, because they're not doing it. Just the United States, we're putting up the bulk of the money. And I'm asking, why is that? And I want Europe, and it's always been this, and everybody knows it, every single reporter knows it, everybody in the administration knows that what I want, and I insist on it, is that Europe has to put up money for Ukraine also. Why is it only the United States putting up the money? And by the way, we paid that money. But I always ask, why aren't other countries, in Europe especially, putting up money for Ukraine?
And that's what the president said today as he walked in to give a speech at the United Nations. He got a quick comment on what about the Washington Post story that you withheld aid leading up to your phone call on July 25th with the new Ukrainian president. To me, that says nothing. To me, it just says something that was backed up by the Wall Street Journal story that said that John Bolton, the president of the United States, and the new Secretary of Defense were all in agreement that we should hold off on money right now until our allies ponied up some money, and there was some, and they had the conversation about corruption. With me in studio, KT McFarland, Ed Rollins. So, KT, when you look at this situation now, you believe that when we left, did you think impeachment's coming because of what they hear, a whistleblower, a blower heard secondhand about a conversation July 25th?
This is like somebody sitting in a bar stool, and he's saying to the guy next to him, hey, I overheard somebody in the men's locker room say this. You know, the story is, there's nothing there. And the other thing is that Trump has been very consistent. The very first conversations he had with Angela Merkel of Germany, with the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, with the French leader, was they all asked him, what are you going to do about Ukraine? And you know what he said? What are you guys going to do about Ukraine?
He always does.
He always does. They're in the neighborhood. They want America to somehow fight a war for them, either an economic war or a political war, or perhaps even a kinetic military war. But they're not willing to do anything themselves. I think Trump is right to take a second look at Ukraine. Now, where is everybody else? Why is it always us? And secondly, Ukraine is one of the most corrupt countries in the world. And I don't think America should be giving money to countries that are just going to have big, fat Swiss bank accounts for their corrupt leaders.
But the problem is Ukraine going into Russia's orbit or going back to be absorbed does not work to our benefit.
No, it certainly doesn't. And Ukraine doesn't want that either. That was what this whole tug of war is about, is whose orbit are they in?
Ed, I've seen you ticked off before. You're ticked off about this.
I'm very ticked off about this. You know, my sense is, you know, I don't think Donald Trump, who I supported from the beginning and run a super PAC, I never thought he was a perfect president, but I thought what he's doing for this country has been monumental. And that my only issue with him is some of the tweeting and some of the language and what have you, which is totally irrelevant. Swap all that off against what he's done for this economy, for this country, and being legitimately elected, which is a very sacred thing in this country. Since the day he got elected, the Democrats have done everything to undo him. They thought he was illegitimate from the beginning.
Have you ever seen anything like it?
I've never seen anything. And I lived through Watergate. I was part of the White House team during Watergate. And in Watergate, there were felonies and there were obstruction of justice and bad things, not necessarily run by the president initially. This is nothing but the fact that he beat their candidate. And from the get-go, and a very corrupt, that we're seeing more and more day by day, FBI, yes, that basically are all looking for their jobs and doing things they shouldn't have been doing. And, you know, there's been a history in the FBI. I mean, we had the J. Edgar Hoover days. I think these days are almost as bad.
You got recession, you got Russia, you got racists, all three swing and a miss. And now you have the Ukraine with a whistleblower coming forward, first inklings, and now it's in full bore. I actually think the Wall Street Journal and Washington Post story doesn't hurt him. It says a guy that's thinking about, listen, before I give money away, $400 million, I'd like to talk to the guy first. And if every conversation is going to be public, I think it's bad for the next president and prior presidents.
Sure. You can't make these issues too complicated. And if they get too complicated, the public does not understand them.
Right.
These are complicated.
Ed Rollins, thanks so much. KJ Murphone, great to see you again.
Thank you.
Chris Dyer-Walt next. Breaking news. Don't move.
If it wasn't for a kind community member like you, I could have died on the streets. My name is Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice, and I will be your keynote speaker at the Good News Rescue Mission's 11th Annual Harvest of Hope Fundraiser Banquet at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, October 5th at 6 p.m. Support transformation and purchase your Harvest of Hope table at gnrm.org. I'll see you there.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004.
but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1981.
President Jimmy Carter.
We have now reached an agreement with Iran, which will result in the freedom of our American hostages.
I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House, pending return of the Vice President.
I have been in labor negotiations for 25 years. The only people that ever win from a strike are the lawyers.
Charles Philip Arthur George, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife so long as you both shall live?
I will. MTV is just videos with music.
As a judge, it is not my function to continue to try to develop public policy by means of making the law.
News as it happens then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. It took 5 years of police investigation, but criminal charges have now been filed against Indiana parents who abandoned their daughter and moved away. According to court records, the girl, who has a form of dwarfism, came to the U.S. from Ukraine in 2008 as part of an adoption program. 2 years later, when she was 8 years old, she was adopted by Michael and Christine Barnett. But then things took a bizarre twist. Police say the parents went to court and legally changed the girl's age from 8 to 22. Then in 2013, police say the parents rented an apartment for the girl in Lafayette, Indiana, and moved to Canada, leaving her to fend for herself. They did continue to pay the rent, but provided no other support. The girl told investigators that her adopted mother told her that if people ask, she should say she was 22 and just looks young. After a long investigation, the couple was charged with 2 counts of neglect of a dependent. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
The country that takes care of the injured ISIS fighters, and they make weapons available to them. So Daesh, ISIS are the terrorists.
Israel supports ISIS?
Hatman.
Certainly, undoubtedly. Do you have any doubts? Would you like to see the proof? You should visit Israeli hospitals and see the injured Daesh, ISIS war fighters, how they're being taken care of. You should see the weapons captured from ISIS fighters and see that they are Israeli made.
How bizarre is this? Part of a bizarre interview, but necessary one with the president of Iran, Chris Wallace, had. Israel supports ISIS and puts them in their hospitals. But they do say this, that the Israelis said they were told by our European allies that we were going to lift some sanctions in order to set up a meeting with President Trump. President Trump just came back, said that never happened. I never agreed to that. Joining us now is Admiral James Tavridis, just returned from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, was also in Singapore. He also has a book that's about to come out calling Sailing True North, 10 Admirals and the Voyage of Character. And you can follow him at Stavridis and AdmiralStav.com. Admiral, first off, how about that answer? Israel supports ISIS? That's a new one.
So bizarre. I mean, the Iranians, let's face it, live in a strange parallel universe that is in orbit around the planet Zorp, and they're not coming back anytime soon. It's just the nature of a regime like that that has consistently isolated itself. Obviously, Israel fights very effectively broadly across counterterror against Hezbollah, which is a creature of Iran, against the Islamic State, against Al-Qaeda, against Daesh. Israel is one of our principal allies in counterterrorism across the entire spectrum, Brian.
So here's what Rouhani said this morning. The German chancellor, the prime minister of England, and the president of France were in New York and all insisted this meeting take place with the president. And America said that I will lift the sanctions. It was up to for debate what sanctions will be lifted. They had said clearly they will we will lift all sanctions, he added. But this action wasn't a matter that was acceptable, meaning that in the atmosphere of sanctions and the existence of sanctions and the toxic atmosphere is maximum pressure. Even if we want to negotiate with the Americans in the 5+1 framework, no one can predict what the end of the result of the negotiations will be. Trump just tweeted back, Iran wanted me to lift sanctions imposed on them in order to meet. I said, of course, the answer is no. This is a big loss for Iran, no matter how you cut it.
Yep. Indeed it is. And this is kind of last exit before the bridge kind of moment for Iran. They were being offered an opportunity to sit back down at the table, because here's the really big news, Brian, of the whole week, is that United Kingdom, Germany, and France have now moved closer to the United States in this construct. So with our European allies, which you and I have been discussing for months, with them, we can collectively put the pressure on Iran and get them to the negotiating table. But they are living in la-la land if they think we're going to start by lifting sanctions. It's not going to work that way. And they have got to wake up to that. And if they do, and they do come to the table, I think we can construct a deal that will be a lot better than the previous Iran deal, and it will be one that the Russians and the Chinese, that's the Iran plus five construct, brings those two into it. And I think that is the path out of the current conundrum we're in, because what Iran is doing, striking Saudi oil fields, which, by the way, I was in Riyadh on Sunday when those drones hit, that is not the path forward in this crisis.
So what were your thoughts as this was happening?
First and foremost, that strategically, this is an extremely bold move on the part of the Iranians to go after a major, major element in the global energy system. And, Brian, you can drop a plumb line from those drone attacks to the fact that the Europeans are now more or less with us in this journey. And then secondly, tactically, as a military guy, you got to ask yourself, wow, what combination of new military systems got through the Saudi air defenses, which are not bad? And the answer is it's a combination of drones, stealth, probably some special forces, but that new mix, that kind of new triad of those elements plus cyber, I think is going to be a turning point in military operations.
Interesting. So they said, you know, how could they weren't predicting an attack from the north. Is that a fair defense of their defense?
No, it's not. And those Patriot systems, which they have, are sector-oriented. So to some degree, they have to pick a sector. They were oriented toward the south because that's where the Houthi missiles were coming from. But there are other good systems that can provide 360. And you can also bias those Patriots, some of them to the north, some of them to the south. So I don't think the Saudis set themselves up for success here. Having said that, I think this was a new construct that came at them, this combination of cruise, drone, probably special forces. They're going to have to reorient, and that's what they were about while I was there a week ago.
Do they feel as though we are supporting them still or enough?
They would like more. As you probably saw this morning, we're starting to see some numbers put to the mission that the Trump administration is going to send to support Saudi. It's in the hundreds of troops at this point. But we ought to remember the Saudis have always been a little wary of too many U.S. military boots on the ground in the kingdom. So our bases are actually in the United Arab Emirates, in Qatar, and so we have to walk very carefully here. I think the administration could send more troops, more assistance in terms of knowledge. The Saudis certainly don't need money, but weapon systems and training, we could do more. I think you'll see us ramp that up over time, Brian.
The Defense Department will send a Patriot missile battery. They will also send over Sentinel radars to detect any incoming attack. Some 140 of the deployed personnel will be tasked with operating and maintaining the Patriot battery. And here we go. So the Gulf states have to know we have their back. Why is it important for our listeners to know that we have to let the Gulf states know we protect them?
because they look to the kingdom, to Saudi Arabia, for support, but they realize the Saudis don't have the kind of massive capability that the United States can bring. And, of course, it also rattles that previous action of ours, a very good one that saved Kuwait from Iraq. We've got to they remember that. They remember very well Saddam Hussein invading and crushing the Kuwaitis. It was the United States who came in and liberated Kuwait, one of the great accomplishments of Bush one. And so they remember that. They look in a very clear-eyed way at the capabilities of the United States. They want to be with us. I think it's a package. The Saudis, the Gulf states, the Omanis. And by the way, Brian, increasingly, Israel is cooperating with that Sunni bloc of nations. That's all in our interest as we face Iran.
Fascinating what's happening there in terms of allegiances. So Boris Johnson made a comment that the President of the United States has now basically got our backing to renegotiate the JCPOA. Has it been formally done?
It has not. But I think that once the United Kingdom gets through Brexit, which we all hope will get done with a deal with the European Union by the end of October, if that happens, that distraction flies out of the British political zeitgeist, and we could start to see more coherent foreign policy out of the United Kingdom, because France and Germany are helpful, but the United Kingdom is crucial if we are going to stand together and put both a military, a political, and a diplomatic response to Iran. That's how we can force the Iranians back to the table. So I am hoping the Brexit situation resolves. I think it will. And then we can move forward in concert with our European allies to address Iran.
Yeah, all right. We'll see what happens. I think we look a little bit more closer together. We also did something else I think was significant. We are sanctioning the Chinese businesses that are continuing to buy oil from the Iranians, knowing that we're in sensitive negotiations with them. That took a lot of guts.
It did, and it's the right move. Otherwise, the sanctions just leak extraordinarily. And we've got to continue to tighten the pressure on Iran. And China doesn't have a lot of cards to play here, other than over on the negotiations with us side of things. But I think what we're going to see with the China negotiations broadly, Brian, is a kind of a separation of trade will be one basket, trade and tariffs. Another basket will be intellectual property. Another will be South China Sea. Another will be Iran. This idea that we're going to have a grand sweeping bargain with China, I think, is unlikely. So my guess is both U.S. and China will focus in on the trade and tariff piece first. And I think by the end of the year, we'll get an announcement of some kind of a deal. Could the wheels come off as a result of the Iran oil or the South China Sea? Could it bleed into the trade and tariff? Sure. But I'd say two out of three chances we're going to get a trade deal with China by the end of the year, because it's in the interest both of President Trump and President Xi.
With me right now is Admiral James Stavridis. Admiral, I don't want to bring you into the politics, but you are you do read a lot of intelligence documents. James Clapper was asked about the letter and the complaint, the readout of the phone call and the complaint. Here's what he said. Cut 19.
Now that you've read the notes from that phone call, does it look to you as if the president abused his office for personal gain?
Well, it sure does. That's my read of it. Obviously, there is not unanimity about that, but that's the way it looks to me.
Does it look like that to you?
I think I want to know a bit more because the whistleblower, by all reports, was not on that phone call. However, there are at least 6, maybe up to 10 officials, based on my experience, who actually heard that phone call. I think we're going to hear from them. I think it does rise to the level of requiring investigation. So I'd like to see that. And I'm also curious, Brian, if there is an actual transcript of the conversation. What we have, of course, is a summary set of notes. I'm always a little suspicious of that. Show me the transcript, if there is one. I hope there is. And failing that, let's hear from people who actually heard the conversation. But make no mistake, this is very serious business.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of things. we know the president delayed the money, $400 million. We know that he was giving them lethal aid, which President Obama never gave, them blankets and MREs, even though they took Crimea and they still are parked in a portion of the country of Ukraine. And by the way, this is absolutely criminal for the world because we told the Ukrainians,
yes,
if you give up your nuclear weapons, we will watch your security. And what did we do? Nothing. Now we're coming in with money later. Having said that, there was delayed. If he gives an effective reason why that money was delayed, and he said it was two things. He said it was a lot to do with the corruption. He wanted to show that there was no corruption. He also wanted the European allies to give more. That's very consistent with Donald Trump has said since he was on Phil Donahue in the 1980s. He thinks our allies should pay more. And he also wants to make sure that what are you going to do with the money? He's always took money away from the triangle countries in Central America, took money away from Pakistan. What he's doing, which makes no sense to me, is caring so much about Hunter and Joe Biden. And to me, you got to put a lawyer next to you and say, Mr. President, don't worry about it. You know, what do you care about? What do you care about these guys for? You know, you're getting on a roll. There's certain things that are breaking your direction. This is a president that really likes to work with you that told you, I patterned my candidacy after your candidacy, and there's no reason to bring it up. I don't know where that comes from. And even though John Durham's investigation is going to cover the same thing, and he could honestly do it, he never says, I'll give you money if you look at Joe Biden, why even put yourself in that spot?
I think it's a mistake, and people make mistakes, and this is one, back to the stopping the aid, even accepting at face value the post-explanation by the president, the timing looks extremely suspicious in this regard. I don't think we're going to get to the bottom of the quid pro quo side of this thing, but I think the major danger for the president is the phraseology and the wording that he used in those conversations. And the closer that gets to verbatim, I think the more danger the president is in.
Yeah, the word is from the White House, that's it. That's who we took notes. That's what we have. So I don't know if anything else is going to be produced.
Well, I agree with that. And therefore, I think the next step here is going to be calling in front of the Congress, the officials who listened to it, to get their views of things, because something triggered that whistleblower, who by all accounts is a professional mid-career CIA officer. So I think there's more investigation to do here, and I think there are going to be some heavy seas ahead of the president, Brian.
Good. Of course, that's an analogy that works for you. Could be.
Let me make one other point, which is that none of us should take any joy in this. This is hurting us, and my lane is not domestic politics. As you know, I'm a registered independent, always have been, always will be. What I am concerned about is how this plays internationally for the United States, and it just looks like we are tearing ourselves apart, and that doesn't advance our interests.
Absolutely. And it's just unbelievable that a CIA agent would put together this document like this and become a whistleblower, even though he wasn't on, and it seems like a he, because the New York Times says it's a he and it's CIA, even though he actually wasn't even on the call. And I do understand how the president would want to put this in the most secure place possible after they've already hacked in and released his conversations with the Mexican president, the Australian president, the Filipino leader, as well as a conversation with Theresa May. So if I'm going to talk to a leader, and by the way, that was supposed to be a congratulatory call. So this is the president just winging it. So it's not like, hey, guys, everybody out of the room.
Indeed. But, Brian, back to your point. While he's in the process of congratulating him, he launches on this let's work together, including with my administration officials, to investigate former Vice President Biden and his son. That's not okay.
That's true, but he also says CrowdStrike server. That, to me, is perfectly fine because that was a part of it. And number two is, look into that, but it doesn't say I'll give you weapons if you do.
I think it is going to be very difficult to prove the quid pro quo. The proceedings are going to revolve around was there an overt request to investigate a candidate in the upcoming elections. I think that's the heavy seas for the president.
Admiral, thanks so much. Look forward to your book. It's coming out soon.
Okay, Brian. Thanks, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Ten Admirals and the Voyage of Character. Brian, kill me back in a moment.
Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade will be right back.
Attention military service members. If you or a loved one used dual-sided combat arms earplugs during active duty between 2003 and 2015 and then suffered tinnitus, ringing in ears, or hearing loss, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Contact Thomas J. Henry today for a free and confidential consultation. Dial #250 and say combat veteran. That's #250 combat veteran. Call Thomas J. Henry now and get the money you deserve. Principal office in San Antonio, Texas. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message.
Products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel? Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 7575 when applying. Avant.com, code 7575. That's Avant.com, code 7575.
Bill O'Reilly here. My new book, The United States of Trump, How the President Really Sees America, is a fact-based account of a sitting president as history unfolds. Because I've known Donald Trump for 30 years, I have unique access to him, and I've written a book that may surprise you, to say the least. The United States of Trump is history. A must read. Hope you check it out.
Sponsored by Henry Holt.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers, is coming out November 5th, but I'm already setting up my tour. If you go to BrianKilmeade.com, I might be coming to a city near you. I'm in just about in every city in America. South Bend on November 2nd. You can go get tickets there. Tulsa, Oklahoma at the KRMG Performance Studio. Please join me in studio. I joined them this morning on their morning show. Tulsa, I'll be at Barnes & Noble the same day. That's November 8th. Oklahoma City. I'll also be. I have three stops. I do the show, a signing, and that's a lot. How dare I sign off on this?
We love Oklahoma.
Wichita Falls, Texas, November 9th, and Waco, Texas, the same day. Huntington, I heard of that in New York. You'll see me there November 12th. Omaha, Nebraska, go to the Scottish Rite Masonic Center and get tickets. That is selling out quick. That's November 14th. November 15th, I'm in Lincoln, Nebraska, the Jasmine Room and Grand Mons Center. So go to get tickets there, BrianKilmeade.com.
Attention military service members. If you or a loved one used dual-sided combat arms earplugs during active duty between 2003 and 2015 and then suffered tinnitus, ringing in ears, or hearing loss, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Contact Thomas J. Henry today for a free and confidential consultation. Dial pound 250 and say combat veteran. That's pound 250 combat veteran. Call Thomas J. Henry now and get the money you deserve. Principal office in San Antonio, Texas. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at ReadingRancheria.com.